Hi, I'm Bill Slavasek, R&D Director of Dungeons & Dragons at Wizards of the Coast, and you're listening to The Gamer's Haven.
I've done it! This show is part of the Kobold Broadcast Network!
Bloody kobolds! This show is part of the Goblin Broadcast Network at gbncom.com.
Dungeons & Dragons 4th Edition, Keep on the Shadowfell.
Who's on first? Second, third?
No, who's on first? What's on second? I don't remember.
I'll be on first.
Going to stab you.
I'm not.
I just want you to know that.
What?
Well, I'll be on last.
He's not on the field.
Since I'm not one of the spellcaster types, I'll take Middle Watch.
So the thing of it is that everybody needs 6 hours.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter who you are, you need 6 hours in order to get your dailies back.
If we do 8 hours and fully, if he does 3 hours and
7 hours,
yeah. An hour in the middle. Oh, well.
Yeah. I'll take first watch because I'm not hurt.
Okay.
I can take first watch with her.
Yeah, okay. We can double up on some watches.
I'll take last.
Okay.
Up in the trees.
I don't care. Well, okay. I'll be up.
First watch, second watch, third watch.
Okay. So we're just in three.
Sounds good to me.
Okay, whatever the last one.
How close to the keep do you stay? Or how far, where roughly in relation to the keep are you staying?
Exactly as far out where we won't get any random encounter for the whole night.
Fascinating.
I'm going to look for that line on the map.
Yes. Yeah. We're going to find
it. If we can smell it, we're too close. Yeah.
Okay.
To the closest main road,
like maybe a mile away or something.
I mean, you guys pretty much came up on the main road.
Don't eat the
cat. There's a road that leads like right here.
That works.
We can walk down the main road about.
Diego was eating the cat.
It's okay. There's more of it.
Yeah. Okay. Out of view.
Yeah. Starving anyway, right?
Would you like some cherries?
I already had. All right.
Chili part, I get.
You guys rest, and you get all your dailies back, and you can take your level up benefits.
Woot!
You do not, however, rest particularly well.
That's the second time in a row.
Yeah. Again, you have very kind of disturbing dreams, like there's something out there that isn't right. Give me that back.
He needs it, Ethan.
I think he's going to stab you with it. It's kind of hard because they're dull, but...
I will point out that we have plenty of little ones.
I like that.
It's a little shit.
I might like that one, too. It depends. Oh, watch out. You'll cut yourself. Is that it?
Yes!
Careful or I'll cut myself and bleed all over the map.
All your work. All that work.
Liz it in a latrine and see if he wants it back.
I didn't want it back.
Just go to Walmart and buy more.
Don't want it that bad. Okay, so you all have really kind of disturbing dreams. And it's hard to stay, like, for time of year, it's probably early summer, so you should be okay out there, but it just seems cold. And it doesn't really matter how much you wrap up, you still are cold.
Okay.
Again, this is what happened last time.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You're all cursed. Damn it.
So,
How can we be cursed? We haven't burned any bars down yet.
Yet.
Orphanages.
Yet.
Perhaps the curse works proactively.
Yeah.
Oh, it's intense.
More preventative.
It's a precursor.
It's preemptive, yeah.
It doesn't wait for people to actually do something. It's just
a sweet crime. Okay.
So after kind of a fitful night, you guys are all up and around, and you have all your dailies back, and you're all healed up and ready to go.
We end up choosing.
Well, lay down. Go on.
Healed. So, did anybody else have really weird dreams last night?
I did.
Yeah.
All the food is
in the presence of such evil, it's I would gather it's not uncommon.
should get back to the keep.
Nice.
I blame you. They're probably looking for the paladin.
It's always the paladin. Thank you.
That only happened one time.
Twice.
Two times. Fine.
Two times too many.
That third time didn't count.
Okay, that's fair. He was actually after the cleric, so... You know.
Exactly.
Paladin, cleric, holy.
You know,
being stabbed in the back by the rogue.
You know, having faith, it's just... It's a trial sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
They're always sending tests our way.
Getting caught on fire after the fact.
Would you like to pray with me to Bahamut?
No, that's
Platinum
okay.
Dragon?
It's all right. Yeah, no, it's okay.
Have I told you about the wonderful church?
Yeah, you did. I even have flyers, I have the Bible, I have the PDF.
How about the PDA?
Yeah, I've got the PDA.
We're well ahead of the curve in that.
You tried to give me a tattoo about it.
Tried.
Yeah.
Let me just say, you're a heavy sleeper.
You got the promotional t-shirts.
Actually, those made a lot of money. I mean, you know, just...
They did.
Yeah.
Sell them as we go along.
All right, back to the keep.
All right. So
now that we have our business plan...
We've decided to forego this.
Screw the keep. We're going back to town.
We're going to open a t-shirt stand.
Okay.
Muhammad loves you.
Okay, that's what you want to do? Knock yourselves out. With real platinum stitching.
Mm-hmm.
Woo! Right.
What would the platinum dragon do?
Sweet.
Now that we have our retirement plan.
WTBDD.
Wagon stickers, man. That's where the future's at.
Wagon plates.
Wagon personalized wagon license plates.
Most of our wood, you can just like scorch it into the
brand it. We can just do it to cattle and horses and anything, really.
Yeah.
You try and do it to me. Okay.
No, you're the rouge. We wouldn't want to cross you.
You and your wacky rouge powers.
Hey, you're, internet will, you know.
You'd just fly away anyway.
The second level, second chance, I like it. I don't quite understand it, but I like it. So.
What's it say?
Well, the second chance, I'd had the second chance, but at second level, if I say no, re-roll that, you re-roll it at minus two.
Excellent.
Nice.
Even better.
Is that with the...
Because fate actively frowns on them.
You're trying to hurt?
Oh, is that with the rogue ability added on to that?
He's
That's
the mighty
sweet.
Platinum dragon. He's in disguise.
Maybe. They're clever that way.
They are clever.
Hi.
Right. Maybe he's a gargoyle.
So you're all around the campfire trying to whip up your homemade version of the Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Yeah.
All right. What are you guys doing?
Back to the keep.
Okay. It is much as you left it.
The bodies everywhere.
So we rested, so we have an action point now.
Yes. Everyone has one action point.
Yes. One instead of two.
Yes.
Damn it.
We should have tossed all the bodies.
You spent one randomly last night before you went to bed. Just go.
Mm-hmm. Like, hello!
Just like, I tried. I tried to spend it on sleeping, but he wouldn't let
us. But our carpet bagger GM wouldn't let us.
You get one extra round of sleeping. It takes you 6 hours. I'm sorry. The full rest for you only takes 5 hours, 59 minutes, and 54 seconds.
Okay.
You suck.
Hey, that's good if that random encounter was coming in that last 6 seconds, you know. So
do we need proof that we're killing these things?
No, we weren't.
They didn't ask for proof.
They didn't require proof.
Our faith is our proof.
So, they threw us a party when we just came back and said we had done it. So, you know.
Yeah. So why are we even clearing this place out? Let's just go back.
We're supposed to be mapping it for a guy back home. Right. Yeah.
Draw a map.
Because
did we ever go back and talk to that guy about what he found in his library or
not yet.
No.
Or do we not care? We don't care. Okay. I was just asking. Okay.
But see, I think they notice that we look more buff every time we come back. It's not necessarily that we killed things.
It's well, it's the gore, too. Yeah. We were all covered in gore last time when we came back.
You could just go beat on some, thieves and thugs around here.
Livestock.
You're a cow? Killed!
Yes. Of course, the cow is a level 8 brute.
Level
8 solo brute.
Have fun there, man. We'll see you in the keep.
Is the cow from...
I said move. I'm a cow,
let's
get it?
Say we actually search these rooms.
Yeah, now that they're dead. let's search the rooms.
Okay, so you guys head down into the...
There's a pit.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Avoiding the pit. Okay. Avoid the pit.
First, before we get down there, give me a marching order.
Yeah.
Okay. Where are the mini?
Well, I was going to say, we don't have any people.
In. We've all been temporarily displaced.
Who's that in my black bar?
Sweet!
That would be whoever annoys me the most.
Okay. I guess I'm
you!
You! Right towards the back.
Where are we at anyway?
Over there.
We're potentially entering here. Okay. So. Is it there or here?
Right here. Remember, because we walked in and I walked straight in.
Mm-hmm. If anybody wants to check the path, then we'll move them out of the way.
I'm in the front somewhere.
There you go.
All right, yeah, go ahead and arrange yourself in, within a few squares of the room. Don't go into any of the other rooms or the hallways.
Put me close to either the cleric or the paladin.
So when we come back down, is the pit covered up again?
Yes.
Okay.
It's covered up again?
Yes.
What happens if we toss a body on it?
Once again, the...
Is the swarm of rats still down there?
Doesn't seem to be. There might be a couple of rats down there.
Yeah, I was going to say, didn't we kill that?
There might be a couple of rats down there. Maybe we'll make a perception roll.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I'm blind.
16.
25.
7.
16.
11.
14. No, wait, we add our level to it, don't we? I have a penalty to it.
That's me one of those.
Anyone beat 23?
I got 25.
Okay.
For a change, I see
another one too. They are goodness.
I added butterscotch chips to them.
Yeah, they have all sorts of goodness inside of them that's going to kill me, but it's going to be a tasty hit.
Yes, I didn't exactly follow the recipe.
One of these days, I promise, I'll bring Snickerdoodles.
Snickerdoodles.
Okay.
I don't know what those are. Sound good.
Well, anyone who got higher than a 23, which at this point would be the Rouge, is not surprised. Some goblins come out screaming bloody murder.
Gobbies! You people suck. Can we kill you?
Can't we kill you? That's what I'm saying.
Hey, I'll fight the goblins. Just leave the snotlings out of this, okay? So.
Okay.
I think they're pissed that we killed their brethren.
Everyone needs to go ahead and roll initiative. I'll get to that in just a second. And you'll have to tell me what your characters' names are again because I've forgotten already.
Iona, 12.
You own a 12?
Yes, I own a 12.
Nice. You're like Fin Fang Foom or something, right?
Something like that, yeah.
I hope she's got Fin Fang Foom because that Fin Fang Foom can't fit on the map.
You're a gauze, right?
Yeah, or Rouge number one, which,
gauze.
When do you go?
Looks like 15. No, I'm sorry, 20.
Okay.
Might want to add that
question. Add your stuff there.
The dice is behaving tonight, so I'm not used to...
Seth,
okay.
And I go on 11. My mighty plus 7.
Cheetos.
Oh, that's right.
You go on a 6.
We're just going to call you Chester.
That's fine. I can be Cheddar.
I'll win, and I go on
Chester,
a 20.
Chester, Cheddar, Cheetos, Chips.
Okay, the only person that can act at the moment is the Rouge, is Gaz. Gaz.
If we could add a little Akbar in there, you can be efficient.
Foozle.
Foozle Thor.
Fishizzle.
Fishizzle my nizzle.
and going for...
We can edit that part out of the podcast, right?
We can.
All right.
Too bad I've already posted it to the website.
Damn it!
What would we need?
Later on, it's, oh, you wanted me to edit that out? I just said, yes, we could edit it out.
What would we Sons need to have a live feed? Just for curiosity's sake.
A much better internet connection than what we have here.
I'm just curious.
Okay.
Like streaming live?
So, mm-hmm. Yeah. Kaz, you're going to be the only one who can actually act.
Right.
As I understand it, the way surprise works is you just get a standard action. Is that right? There's not a full round. Oh, man.
We'll find out.
I think how dumb enough. Are we that we walked into their lair and we're really surprised that...
We're pretty
yeah, <they're> pretty
okay.
We're like,
we didn't,
oh,
we didn't kill them all last
they
time.
They have a lair?
Yeah. Two special rules apply to the surprise round. Limited action. If you get to act in the surprise round, you can take a standard action, a move action, or minor action. You can also take free actions, but you can't spend action points. Doesn't matter who you are. After every non-surprise combatant has acted, the surprise round ends, and you can act normal. Okay. If you're surprised, you can't take any actions, not even free actions, immediate actions, or opportunity actions, and you grant combat advantage to all attackers.
Yep.
As soon as the surprise round ends, you're no longer surprised. So we are fudge nipples.
Okay.
Except
well,
for the rouge.
Yeah.
Well, except fine. For the rouge. And unfortunately, this guy gets to go before the rouge does. They charge...
Quick little bastard.
They literally come screaming around the corner. You're like, hey, let's throw a body in there. And you do. And you
I hope they do go down the hall.
And you're like, what the hell?
I'm like, really?
And the goblins charge you. So, both of them are attacking you.
We see the AC trap 13? There, reinitiate it, and don't think we're like, duh!
I think that's what surprised us.
That's what it is. We're standing there talking
17.
About it.
Nope. Okay. They both charge and miss. And then, guys, you get to go. You get to do one action.
Those two went. Yep. But, so if I made it to engage one of them right now, I would have combat advantage on them.
Yes, but in order to actually
that
hit
like
them,
a deal. That's the one you have.
You yeah. would have to
all,
cause
I could get,
charge.
I could pick up two of those slowly and have two full.
Because you only get one action.
Armies.
Oh, okay.
It right. being a surprise.
And what did you decide about charges?
Charging does not provoke an attack of opportunity.
It does not. Okay.
Unless you're
like that.
Unless you're Ethan.
So you get these guys, you know.
Yeah, they're fine.
Okay.
Then it comes with a miniature rule book.
Yeah.
So basically, everybody is looking, like, kind of standing around the pit, looking in, like, what'll happen if we toss this body down there? And you're like, you're like, my rouge sense is tingling. No, you're more like, just like, yeah. And then it occurs, like, in the back of your head, like, if I were running this, if I lived here, I would totally fuck up somebody who was doing this right now. And it would go, you hear blood-curdling screams coming from two corridors.
And they run like this.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. Like Kermit. Like Kermit.
He's like a retarded goblin.
And so, apparently, you were the only one who this offered to.
I'm sorry.
Everyone else was too fascinated with what would happen if we threw a body in the pit.
Okay, I'm going to try to bounce him off the ground. Look, I'm going to aim this
one,
rat.
Two, three.
That's why they like listening to us. We're ridiculous.
That'll just gotta move. Yeah. Okay. All right, and then the sharpshooters get to go.
Yay, sharpshooters!
Yeah, at least surprise round isn't so brutal. I mean, at least they can do one action.
Combat advantage gives you a plus twos, right?
Ouch!
Yeah.
Ouch.
So actually, I'm not sure those guys could move.
Hmm?
Let's see. If you get to act in surprise, you can take a stand. Yeah, you can. Never mind.
Yeah, it's a charge.
No, it's
more.
Standard, move, or minor.
Or yeah. minor.
It's but
a charge is a standard
it's
action.
It's a charge right. is a standard action.
So they
that.
Can charge
I
the...
Little dog here.
These guys pop up and both shoot
yeah.
at...
Don't you love how they hit everything?
No, but
they
shoot at,
they go everywhere.
Fang Yi.
Mine too, mine dog.
It's still the giant thing.
No
matter what you do.
Fang Yi, is your AC 22?
Like that big.
My AC is not 22.
Okay.
Keep forgetting.
It is 19.
Yeah.
It's 23.
It's a
32.
Okay, so what that means is you get hit by 2 crossbows.
Woohoo!
And these goblins are screwed.
Well, did you know I had bracelets?
Awesome.
Like
I don't want to see Wonder Woman bracelets on a dwarf.
18 points of damage. You get hit by both crossbows.
Dang, okay.
Well, I'm a parent of the other halfling in the party that would be horrifying.
With
have
hair
a male dwarf. Yeah.
Hair cutting out of all of them.
Yeah.
Actually, it's even worse. You take 29 points of damage.
Ooh, okay, wait a minute. Redoing the math here.
What the crap?
Holy crap, we just hit up. Oh, God, it
you
hurts.
You got 8 left.
Thank you.
Holy
I'm bloody.
Shiznit. Yeah, Feng Yi takes a couple of crossbow bolts in the back.
For everybody.
And is not looking so good.
Way to spring that surprise.
Now the real round starts, so 21, the goblin warriors get to go.
I need a red chip for my guy.
I don't have any.
You can use a big chip. Are you prone?
You want to do it? We can put a Drago down there.
Yeah. He's on a Drago.
Nacho you. Cheese on it.
Put a cherry on it.
Put a cherry.
That's a dwarf. That's a cherry with a dwarf on top.
Well, if we run out of minis, we do have the cherries, so we could use them. And the chips, too, so whenever they die, we're just like, oh.
They're about the right size for a 5x5 square.
Yeah.
All right. 21 warriors go. So the one warrior is... actually, both warriors are still going to swing at you. So they get plus... does an AC-18 hit you?
No.
Apparently, air hate them.
Guys, you're up.
I point at them and laugh.
So I would have combat advantage now on those two?
They have already...
has a spike mace.
Actually, you probably have combat advantage on that guy because he's flanked.
Okay, that's fine. That's all I want is combat advantage.
I think you're flanking. I would say you're flanking that guy.
Good. I'll probably make them again.
Which guy? No.
Well, he's got you, and you're sort of
I have to be on the opposite side.
You kind of are.
I'm not on the opposite side of him.
I could shift, except for the walls in a way, to be on the opposite side.
Anyway.
You can shift through the wall. Yeah, you're a Rouge.
That's true.
Rouge is fade through walls at will.
You can.
Wow, I'm running out of space to write down all these moves.
It's excellent.
That doesn't really matter.
Okay.
Really, just your powers is the rule book here.
I smite them with the rule book.
Ooh.
All right, well, what do you guys think? Do you think that he should have combat advantage or not?
As a player, I would say yes. The more combat advantage that we can have against them.
Yeah, but realize that if he has it in this case, I'm going to give it to the mobs and win the
I also realize this, too. And they're not here yet. But whatever works. Officially, they don't.
Officially, no? Okay, so no combat advantage.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah. Oh, so once we kill that one.
I'll sly flourish at them.
Ooh, can you slide him into the pit?
No, that would be,
Oh, dude, I totally should have done that. Attempted to bull rush you into the pit.
See him? You should have, but guess what? You didn't.
Oh, well.
It
That's all right. It wouldn't work anyway.
Yeah.
None of the times I've tried to hit you, I've hit you. So.
No.
Mm-hmm. Does AC-27 hit him?
Oh hell yes.
Just had to ask.
Hits them and their kids.
Do they have name tags?
No. Yes. Yes, they have name tags.
Oh yes.
Hello, my name is Goblin Warrior Guy.
Okay.
8 points of damage.
8 points. Okay. Is not yet bloodied. Cowan, you're up.
Alrighty. Divine challenge the one diagonal to me that he just hit.
Okay.
And then I will smite him thusly.
Pick the color.
He is marked. And then I,
putting your mag tips where I was going to move to, damn it.
Then I will Valiant Strike him.
Alright.
With a 19 hit.
Oh yeah, that'll hit him. Their AC is... this person's AC, right?
12 points of damage.
Okay. And, okay, so you hit that guy.
Hit the one he hit.
Points?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he's bloodied.
And then just because I think it's funny,
as my minor action,
oh, you're
starting here, I spit in a 5x5 space.
Which is versus their reflex, so 10 versus reflex on the first one.
That's not going to hit.
And
you need a 6. You need a 15 on the reflex.
24 to hit the other one.
Oh, that'll hit him.
I'm glad I didn't decide to slide through that wall.
Take somebody 5 points of damage.
Okay. He's still up, but only barely. Feng Yi, you have 2 crossbow bolts.
Stuck in me.
Stuck in you. Like, one of them is...
I'd initiate.
It's kind of difficult to breathe now.
It's delightful.
It's not good.
Hmm. I'd use a healing circle.
I think I'm going to slide or shift or whatever this way.
Okay.
You don't actually have to shift.
You can walk.
You just walk.
Can I just move that one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Matter. It's a move action one way or another.
Okay. Then I'm going to spend a healing surge.
Okay.
Take that second one.
Remember, you've got your...
I think you can use your healing surges as a minor action.
Yeah.
I can?
Firstly, as a dwarf, you can use your you're going to take your second wind.
Yeah, second wind. Okay.
As a dwarf, you can use that. You can do that as a minor action.
Okay.
So,
remember, you also...
You technically just stand there.
Hold on. Remember that your magic item, your sheet, mm-hmm. That gives you... That has something to do with the healing surge.
Right, if I had spent one. Mm-hmm.
But that's a daily.
Right. So that's why
I'm just reminding you.
Didn't quite want to spend that yet.
Okay.
Okay.
So you want to spend your second win. You get your hit points back.
Okay.
So go ahead and spend it. Unless you... Yeah.
So the second one is... I guess I'm confused.
You use a healing surge, which is 9 points. So you're...
I'm at 17.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Still... No. Not bloodied.
No longer bloodied.
Yes, I am.
You're bloodied at 16.
No, that's 18, dear.
Oh, okay. From here, it looked like 16.
It's 18.
Sorry.
I'm still bloodied.
Okay.
I can't do 2 minor actions, can I?
You've moved. So far, you've moved, and you've done a minor. So
can
you
do
have a standard
minor?
Action. So you could
standard.
Do another. You could use that standard action to do move. You can move again, or you could... you could move again, or you could try and attack somebody, or you could do another minor action.
You
that
could,
would be fine too.
What's your move? How many spaces do you move? 5 or 6?
5.
You could charge one of them with that standard action. One of those crossbowmen.
That's true. You could.
And as we've determined that. That does not provoke an attack for opportunity or great combat advantage.
That's true. Okay, I'll do it. After I do that, then I'll do that.
Okay, so you run around the corner and charge those guys?
Is that considered a move, though? Or that just
it's a single. A charge is a single action.
Charge is a standard action.
So
that's so I can run up to
where you move an attack.
So now you get a melee basic attack against one of them.
Okay.
Roll your d20.
So then just...
And add an additional +1 because you're charging.
Plus
one. And you roll the 1,
wow.
So
yeah,
turns out that the that crossbow bolt is in just the right spot.
Such a good idea.
Because he's a goblin and a sneaky bastard, he gets to shift whenever he's missed. So he shifts backwards.
Okay. Not whenever.
Well, when somebody attacks and misses him.
That's cool.
I thought that he could only do it once, once on counter.
Oh, not this, no.
Oh.
It is a immediate reaction when missed by a melee attack at will.
And you can do it as many times as he wants. As
that's
as long as
cool.
Those
do
the atomic brain.
Okay.
I want to be a goblin.
All right, that was Feng Yi. Iona, you're up.
Goblins now.
What's that, Karen?
We're playing goblins now, so we can have that ability.
Okay.
So I'm going to guess that there's no way that I can get up there and back. Like, up there and heal her and get back.
Well, how far away do you need to be to heal her? Because the healing is a minor action, right?
Yes, the healing word. It's a close burst of 5.
Okay.
So she has to be within 5 squares of you.
So you could...
1, 2. If you move 2, you could be within healing range. And then you could move again, or you could do... So you could move, and then do
that,
minor,
and then do a standard action.
And then do a standard, which you could use to either move again or attack somebody or whatever.
Okay. Alright, 2... And if I'm here, can I hit him?
If you're there, you can hit him with a ranged attack, yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
Okay, so what are you doing?
All right, so I'm going to move up here.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Uh-huh. She's still within 5. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go ahead and use Healing Word on her, which is...
You get to spend another healing surge.
You get to spend another healing surge plus 5.
So I have 14 back. Mm-hmm. So that's 30.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
31.
Okay.
31.
Okay.
Now you're no longer body.
Yeah,
okay. So you've done a move and you've done a minor. Now what?
Okay, and then now I'm going to try and hit Green and Stinky with Lance of Faith.
Okay, roll it.
Green and Stinky.
Oh, crap.
Oh.
The mighty 3.
No.
Versus.
It's 5.
Okay.
It's 5 versus Reflex.
Yeah,
I'm sure that that's
okay.
Not going to do it.
Seth.
I am going to...
Seth the Mighty.
Magic Missile at Green and Stinky.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right.
You can lay it back down, honey.
Versus what? Reflex?
Reflex.
Okay, his reflex is 15.
Well, I beat that by a lot.
All right. Did you crit him?
She rolled better than a 15.
I rolled an 18 and got and I have plus 5, so.
Okay.
I think I hit
him. Yay!
Nice. That was good.
Effectively, you critted.
Ow.
9, 10, 11, 12 damage.
Okay, your crazy wiggity magic missile powers hit him and he explodes. You found the explodey spot. Bam!
Found the sweet spot.
That spot does exist.
Yes.
Spot.
You found it a few times now. You
can't find it. Somebody's license plate explodes.
Yeah.
You found it a few times now. So that's one. One down.
I knew their heads could pop.
All right,
except
that was Seth.
The goblins are the same height as I am, so when they explode, I'm probably covered in goblin right now.
Well, now you and especially you and Cowan are both covered in goblin.
Covered in goblin.
Iona has some goblin. She has some protection because of the pillar that she's standing in front of, but she probably has goblin on her too. All right.
Don't act like it's the first time.
Sharpshooters.
God, it's so gross. They're slimy.
Everyone's slimy when they explode. You would be slimy.
Can't argue with the creepy warlock.
Yeah. One of the sharpshooters is going to try and shoot you with another crossbow bolt.
Okay.
That works so well.
Sure.
I've seen many explode, and they've all been slimy.
Yeah, I got your slimy right here.
Does an AC...
Just don't explode.
21 hit you.
Yes.
Okay. Take 7 points of damage.
Okay.
Sweet.
As I'm
right here. Right here. Come on.
And then he runs like...
I will, girl.
1, 2, 3,
buckle my
4,
shoe.
5, 6. He shifts. And... Okay.
So they run like little girls?
Yes, they run like little girls past this curtain. And they disappear past the curtain.
Should circle around behind them.
That was the sharpshooters. Chino!
Okay, I'm gonna warlock mark the goblin.
Goblin.
Curse him!
I'm going
one warlock to mark goblin.
Stay where I'm at because I can shoot him from there.
Yes.
And I'm going to use a ranged attack. I'm gonna try witch fire.
All right. Against his what?
It's charisma versus reflex.
Against his reflex. His reflex is a mighty 15.
I think that's not gonna hit. No.
Okay. How's that?
What is that?
All right. What do you got left, Cheeto? Is that it?
No, that was it.
All right. Mighty Cheeto is done. New round. Ba-ba-ba. The lone warrior gets to go again. It was like, oh, man, this sucks.
Some guys.
Let's see. Yeah.
I should have known from spraying the walls yesterday.
Shift.
Run away!
1, 2, 3, 4. And then he disappears.
Son of a bitch.
God damn it.
Come back with my curse.
Guys, you're up.
Do we pursue or do we take a breath before we pursue?
Sally forth!
Who's Sally?
Who's Sally?
And I don't want to be her fourth.
That's something to talk with Sally over, my friend.
Apparently Sally gets around. Yeah.
Like a record.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay, stop. Once you get here, so 5, the goblin is here, standing here at the open door.
I can sense the curse on you. You are close.
Okay, so you've moved 5 now.
Uh-huh. You still have a standard action left.
Well, actually, in 6 would be my standard action.
Oh, yeah. Stab him. Stab him. Stab him good. I know you found one. I can hear it. I can hear the glee.
Oh, wait, that's my glee.
I was going to say, for a male halfling rogue laughs like that, I'm not sure I want to hang out with him anymore.
It's a halfling thing. We can't help
it. That's life worse.
His leather is pink leather. Who knows?
AC 21.
Oh, yeah.
Nine points of damage.
Okay. He is not bloodied. Alright, Cowan, you're up.
My move is a mighty 5, so I go 2, 3, 4, 5, and then I go 1, 2, 3, charge him.
Okay. You're like, ah! Okay.
Yeah, it's a melee basic. With 16.
Not enough to hit him.
Okay.
Did you get your plus 1 from charging?
Oh, 17.
And you do hit him.
For a mighty 6 points of damage.
Okay. And he is bloodied.
Yay.
Then I mark him as a minor action.
Oh,
he's going to be on a great many little discs.
Yes, there you go.
Oh, look.
It's taller.
It's Christmas time in Goblin Land.
It is. Christmas time in Goblin Land.
It's getting taller.
Fangy. Oh,
I don't get to get taller. Why did I get to get taller?
It means you're going to die when you get taller.
Oh,
so.
Okay.
You don't want to get taller.
Excuse me. If that's the case, I've heard of a last gasp of breath.
How many times can you do the second one?
Silly.
Only once per minute. So you can't do it again.
Okay.
Oh, sweet.
So we
can do that.
Okay. Cheeto mutters to himself.
You need to do what now?
Alright.
He's looking at Bluff.
You speaking in tongues over there?
Yes.
And I'm gonna look around. Do I see anybody?
Actually, yeah, as soon as you pass through that, you see them.
Blotto.
As soon as you pass through that, this guy was.
Oh, that's cool. You're probably better at this one. You can use Bluff to create a diversion so that you can go into stealth.
Nice.
Look over there!
Because your stealth is probably higher than the rest of ours.
Then once per combat, you can use bluff to gain combat advantage by fainting as a standard action.
The problem is it's a standard action, so...
Or can I charge?
You still get it now because you can get.
Okay.
I guess you wouldn't. You couldn't move.
I'm gonna do cleave.
Okay.
No. You can't do an attack.
Can you
do
standard action?
If you charge, it's just a melee basic.
It is just
a melee basic. But if you can, because I think you had movement left, right?
Yeah.
You could just move up to them and then cleave.
Okay, even though I stopped.
You can move up to them because you had movement left. Mm-hmm. I just stopped you because you saw new things when you came through.
Okay, so then I'm cleaving.
Yeah. I like how that's an ability now. Cleave.
Oh my goodness. It doesn't hit them.
Okay.
What do they do to me?
But not yet. They're not minions. Does Cleave have a miss? Does that one have a miss?
No, it just has a miss.
It's the other one that's the other one that's, right.
Cleave does damage to the guy next to them.
Yeah. Right.
If you hit.
If you hit it.
The other one actually does damage even if you
no
miss.
No matter what, right. Right.
All
right,
Seth, that's you're up. Hard.
Thingy has a big red circle on.
All right, Seth the Mighty.
Came around this way where he went.
Okay.
I'm testing my limits.
You're not limitless.
I'm just pointing it out.
Remember, you can move diagonally.
Where?
Oh, yeah.
Except you can't move diagonally around corners, but you can move diagonally.
What
can't
you
move?
Because the rules say you can't move diagonally around corners, around hard corners.
Sure,
yeah.
No, I can't see them because of the curtain.
Nope.
Ask Watsy.
You just shoot through the curtain.
I think our answer. In fact, at this point, we probably need to pause for a minute.
Pause for station identification.
Wants to be eaten too.
You're listening to the Gaming Broadcast Network at gbncom.com. Amazing.
Well, we knew we were going to have a pause for a second, so.
All right.
You had to have a commercial in the station identification.
Yeah, and you didn't give us any commercial there. Right?
Yeah.
I had to make one up for station identification.
We felt lost.
That's fascinating. Mm-hmm.
Without television, we felt lost.
You owe me a dollar for this. Okay.
Yeah, I owe a dollar for this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dragonlance, hard work.
Yeah, that is a cool Dragonlance.
I'm really, if you want to be technical, it's Melissa that owes Eric a dollar.
Mm-hmm. Well, since all of her expenses come out of my wallet, so.
I don't want to.
Yeah, but you never have your wallet with you when we have expenses.
Well, that's the convenience of me.
Okay, so the goblins are all dead.
No.
They were killed by the commercials.
It was a good try. It ricocheted off my armor and hit both of them. Right in the head. It split and hit both of them. That's what happened. They're all dead.
Do you get to go this round?
What?
Do you get to go this round? No. I must have skipped you, so it's your turn now.
Oh, okay.
Leaping forward in time, you're moving before Seth is. But Seth has already moved.
Seth has already moved. Seth is the one who leaped. But that's okay.
You had a brain fart.
She's in a quantum leap.
Is this turning into last night's game?
Yes.
Is reality collapsing?
Reality is collapsing around you.
Great.
we're all actually in the Matrix.
Again? Oh, wow.
Ethan stole the idea from me.
Sure. Keep telling people that. They might eventually, not tell you you're an idiot. Oh, you're stabbing me again.
One of these days, I'm bringing you a marshmallow gun. Just...
That'd be awesome.
The best part is if you like it, then you stick it in the end of shooting.
Actually, my brother and I will stop you getting Nerf guns.
Those are better than the dry ones.
Nice.
Because it hurts and it sticks.
And you're not
able
to stop
getting
Nerf
guns. Okay. Alright, Iona. What are you doing?
I moved, and I don't think I can do anything else.
Well, you used your move action, so you have a standard and a minor. If you want to, you can move again. You can use your standard action to move again.
Right, but then I don't have anything else to do.
And you have your minor.
But you're moved more up close now.
Yeah, so when they step back around the corner, you still can see them.
So I can move another 5 spaces?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I can stand there.
Mm-hmm.
Knock him off his tower of...
Chips.
Markings.
I think he's sad. I don't know.
Use a miner and mark him. Just make him taller.
I don't have a marking.
I know technically the rules say that you've got to be on opposite sides to be flanking and get combat advantage, but come on.
He's against a wall.
He's cornered against two walls with three people around him.
And still not flank.
Well, I don't know. That one might call. Well, what do you think? I haven't gotten there. I was looking for cover because he might have cover.
There's actually a flanking diagram.
But that door is open.
Oh, well, okay. In that case.
Yeah, but now to get through the open door, now he's got to go... He would provoke an attack of opportunity, even with a shift.
Yep.
Ha ha!
That's true. Right. And Seth went, now the sharpshooter's good to go. Like, eee!
Shoot their body!
yeah.
Panic fire.
They're going to shift back here. Well, he's going to shift and fire. So I'm going to kill Melissa when she's not in the room. Sir, AC is 16.
No. 19.
That's 19.
Okay. Shift and fire.
Flanking. Flanking. Lots and lots of lines.
One of them did hit.
Flanking.
Okay. Yeah.
So Melissa takes 10 points of damage.
Well, the reason these aren't is because he's stunned.
Yeah. That puts...
But if he's at, if there's a wall,
that puts her body to
talk about that.
That'd be a ask the sages question that I'd say, though.
Didn't you say you can call him now?
You should just hold on to that big chip. I think I should. I don't know where it went.
It's over there.
All right, Cheeto.
Yeah.
Where am I? Oh,
I am going to move.
I was going to ask for you.
Okay. I'm going to move.
It was 10 points.
One, two, three, four, five, six. Can somebody move me to the end of the hall?
Here?
Closer here. To you, right there, yeah. And then I'm going to... I'm assuming he's going to get covered.
No. Sweet! You're just firing through a bunch of guys.
Yeah. Your own people. Your friendly people, friendly or ally figures don't give cover to enemies.
Cool.
Oh, you're firing?
Not that it matters.
Not that it matters.
Ah!
I'm done. One?
No, two.
No.
Yeah, sad. Okay.
Apparently he was afraid that he was going to hit us anyway.
I was just hitting off that added enough. 100,000 points too, you know.
All right, now what all is on this poor goblin?
Well, he's cursed.
Okay.
And he's,
if his next attack doesn't involve
cursed,
me, he takes minus
him.
2 to attack and takes 6
and
points of damage.
Crap. Alrighty then.
And if he moves away from me, I get to hit him.
Yeah. Huh? Unless he just slides back.
No, and even if he does slide back,
he's got
I
a
still get to hit him.
At a hard corner. So.
Oh. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Screw it. He'll just swing at you. You're like.
He makes monkey noises.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, and he does this.
15.
That's right.
No.
He tries and
put more weight behind it next time. Arch your back and aim higher.
But he's not going to have a next time.
I know, but you know, I like to, you know.
Cat, you're up.
Adopt him. Let's. I have a. We can chain him up. He'd be our pet.
He could be.
I have a collar.
I don't even want to know where you got that.
He could be. Gaz, what do you think?
He's like, let's see. I got it. It's in the standard adventurer's kit.
I don't have one of those in mind.
Yes, it is.
No, it is.
I shopped at the special store. It also has pink handcuffs.
Are they furry?
The little bastard's still not flanked, right?
Sadly, no. No flanking.
No. You had cheese right here.
Oh, dear.
Not that it's a bad thing. We have plenty of napkins.
Your flavor saver's on
the
sides.
You save it for later.
Goatee for the win. All right, how are you going to end this poor defenseless goblin warrior's life? He's never hurt anyone in his life, you know.
What?
Yeah, sure.
Is that why he has a necklace of fingers around his neck?
That was his mother gave him
earrings
that. It's a family heirloom.
I'll give it back to Eric.
Okay. A bag of, like, you know, hands that he's
Death Strike
got.
Lets me move two squares before I attack. Can I move through my ally through the doorway to get flanking on him?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
you could do this.
Okay.
And you still technically wouldn't be flanking him.
No. Because...
Well, who? I don't know.
Because somebody would have to be standing in front of him.
You can move behind him, though, like that, and you still technically wouldn't be flanking him, but you could
Because all it'll take is him moving over one to flank him.
So. Yeah, you could hold your action. And I'll shift over.
I must explore...
No, because that movement is part of his attack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I may modify that.
AC 19? Oh, yeah. Poor defenses goblin warrior. Never done anything to anyone, really.
8 points of damage.
Okay, he's still
alive.
Dude,
you're eating a baby in front of us.
Hey, in his defense, that baby was real thick.
And it smelled like chicken.
Yeah. Babies shouldn't smell like chicken. Cowan, you're up.
It doesn't help that your family was roasting it on a spit. I'm just saying.
Shift me over one this way, so we are flanking it now.
Yep.
And I'll swing in the...
Oh, man.
Valiant strike.
I have a feeling he's going to be very sad in just a moment.
Like he wasn't going to be sad if I got to flank on him.
Does 28 hit him?
Yes. I mean, no.
12 points of damage.
Okay.
You're dead.
He explodes.
Okay.
Aw, man!
Sweet. More goblin deaths.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I just had this frock cleaned.
I see you.
You should know better than to do that by now. It's always going to get messy.
I need to get a adventuring croc. Maybe something out of vinyl.
Yeah, something made of plastic.
Yeah,
okay.
Wipes right off.
That was Cowan. Or Cowan, actually, you still have a move and a minor. Is there anything else you'd like to do?
No, he shifted.
Who gets it now?
Oh, I'm sorry. Cowan, you have a minor because you did shift.
Yes. So.
Yeah, I did have a minor.
Can you mark one of them as minor?
My divine challenge.
He's probably too far away. And I can make an argument that you
No, he's not. He's too far away. Close burst 5 from my radiant challenge.
Yeah, not close enough.
He is behind those two are behind a bunch of barrels.
Oh, I'm done.
And stuff. Okay, Feng Yi.
Okay. I'm stepping up and I'm doing cleave.
Oh, crap!
What a mighty big axe you have.
How many of the little guys from Halo?
What do we ever do to you?
Well, apparently I'm probably not doing much of anything to them.
Okay. Their AC is a mighty 16.
Okay, well, I got 15.
Sadly, not enough.
So, that would be a no.
Alright, so you moved. You do you want to do anything to the
water? What?
Bloodied?
Hmm?
What?
The dwarf doesn't get any berserker bonus when she's bloodied.
Sadly, no. That only happens to...
To the paladin.
To the paladin.
Okay,
is that
my
because you're a lizard?
Rouge ability, I'm going to start stealing everybody's abilities.
Okay, sure.
Just asking.
Dragonborn heritage, so yes.
I'm going to spit acid at people and...
5! Since I only moved once, can I move again to finish out my thing, or do I have to?
No, you moved and then you attacked,
okay,
so you only have the minor left.
Okay. Mm. So I can move 5 spaces?
Yeah.
And because I'm moving, I don't... Because I'm walking?
Yeah.
No attack of opportunity.
Like, oh man.
Oh.
This is not so good.
I don't want this one either. I need a new one. Let's see. Here. Oh, she doesn't let me use hers. Okay.
The cracked dice of doom.
Yes. Seemed to work for earlier. Anything can be better than what I just did. And then I'm going to use Healing Strike.
Okay.
On the guy that's in front of me.
Okay. His AC is a mighty 16. Or is it versus AC?
It's versus AC.
Okay.
And it's 17, 18 plus flanking, I guess.
That's true. You get a flanking bonus.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you get a plus 2 from that. So.
Okay, so that's
yeah,
even more.
If you hit a 16, then yes.
That's actually a... I hit a 17
okay.
plus 2, so 19.
So 19, yep, no problem.
Okay, 2d8.
Oh, man.
Shatter the crossbow. Shatter the crossbow. Strike your damage.
12 13 radiant damage. In addition, you get to spend a healing surge.
I've been doing that for such a long time. I thought it was in the rules.
Nope. That was the house rule.
So I get 29.
Okay.
But there was, I know there was something.
There's no rules for 3-5.
There was something out there, though, because there was a penalty.
I will keep the chip.
All right.
Maybe I borrowed it from the mission.
I've seen the things
you stole a minor left,
but it wasn't from the official rules.
Yeah, I don't have any, well, other than my... Are you still really badly hurt?
Mm-hmm. No, I'm okay.
You're pretty good.
Yeah, right. Okay. I'm all right.
I'm good.
She's within a point of my max,
I'm good.
Okay? So I don't want to hear her whining.
Seth.
You have been hit by crossbow bolts all over. I'm going to shoot a magic missile at that guy.
Oh, no! Which one? The one directly in front of you or the one that's been...
The one directly in front of me.
Okay. So the unwounded one.
Yes.
Okay.
Which makes me wounded.
Reflex is a mighty 16.
I rolled higher than that.
So. Alrighty.
Don't tell us that in advance. Don't you know the rules?
Nice. 11 damage.
Okay, not bloodied, but...
Not happy.
Not happy, but not happy.
Not happy.
Smells like burned flesh.
Yes.
Smells like burned chicken.
Now the sharpshooters get to go. They're like, hey, we're clever. We could shift, but there's no point. Okay.
Please do.
Can the sharpshooters shoot from close combat?
They could, but they'd provoke.
Yep.
Yeah, this is right.
In fact, if they did that, they'd provoke attacks from both of them.
Yep.
Which seems like a bad idea. They seem like they don't like that idea. Maybe it sucks.
No, we give them permission to. They can.
Yeah, I know that, but...
Come on!
Well, let's see.
They've been trying
to kill the dwarf for the entire time. I mean, not trying to kill the dwarf for the entire time.
Yeah, right.
I mean, doing nothing but being nice to the dwarf for the entire time.
Oh, yeah.
So trying to stab you.
Giving him
much kindness.
Yeah. Giving him cupcakes and everything.
AC 18?
No.
Okay. They both miss.
Oh!
Yay. Oh!
Cheeto!
Okay.
Cheat to the O!
I'm gonna mark you.
You need a marking
Did anybody else notice that the mage is going up for close combat?
Sweet!
He's a warlock.
That's awesome.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a warlock.
He's hiding anyway, behind the barrels.
Yeah.
I'm just having Neil flashbacks here, so...
What
does
that say?
Oh!
Is that another two?
Dose. Yes.
That is a dose. That is a snake eye.
Oh!
Oh, man.
What's with that crap?
It's a deuce.
Well,
maybe you need another die.
Okay, now the warriors get to go. They bleed horribly. Guys, you're up.
Bleed horribly.
Like, eh!
Now, I'm with all these bodies around them. I don't suppose there's any place I can get in there to get flanking.
Possibly.
Sure, right next to me.
You get in there.
Can't you jump?
Actually,
up
yes. If you got, if you get to here, you flank. You can flank him.
Yeah. Okay.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it. Do it.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Okay. Attack of opportunity. Sneak attack.
That's a sweet spot.
Oh, it'll be a sweet spot.
I get out my goggles and put them on.
Oh, God.
Yay, goblin spray.
You are...
I don't know. Does AC 27 hit him?
I think so, yes.
Okay.
Let me check. Wait.
He has a super special ability when three people are around him.
Does 17 points of damage bloody him?
Yes.
Is he dead yet?
He is not dead.
Wow.
He is merely bloodied.
Man.
So why are you stabbing me?
I haven't done anything to you. I'm just an innocent goblin.
We were just hanging out.
We were just hanging out.
Murdered a couple of our relatives.
Take a target practice on the door.
Killed our pet rats.
Cowan.
Triggered our trash pile. Crap.
That was a trap? Yes.
Okay. 5. I hurl a javelin at that guy that's all messed up.
That's funny.
You're just trying to up your body count now. Kill Steeler.
Yeah, deal with it.
Now, if he was a kill steeler, he'd be hawking an acid loogie into the middle of the combat.
6 points of damage. Yeah. To the bloody one.
Okay, he dies.
My original plan was to go up and use burning hands on them both.
Until I walked it right
and
behind
walked
him.
Up behind him, and I was like, he's not.
Or maybe so, you know, really, whatever.
If you had, you know, been... On. You gotta work on your mental telepathy there.
And I'm back.
Send me better messages.
Okay, where did you teleport to?
Oh, over there.
Yeah, unfortunately, my superpower is a blast 5. So...
That would suck.
So if I roll crappy initiative, it's not getting used.
Bangy, you're up.
Okay. Reaping strike.
I think that your buddy would appreciate it if you would shift over one, though.
Okay, shift me.
Because now he can be flanked, and okay. You get a plus two to hit him now.
Okay.
And if he survives through some...
I'm just rolling like ass.
If he survives through some...
Plus 9.
6, 13.
Not enough.
Mm-hmm.
But you did what? I think you did the attack that did damage.
Yeah, so
that's
three.
So
he got three. Yeah. His little toe went, ow.
Ow!
Oh, well, that's enough to distract him from the fact that I'm behind you.
Yes. Iona, you're up.
My toe.
All right. I'm game.
I need a new one.
I'll,
Okay.
I'll hit him with,
Hey,
I need to... If I move back, does that... Do I have to shift, or can I move back one?
If you move, he gets a swing at you. If you shift, he gets
this one.
Okay, well, then I shift backwards one.
I roll 3 ones on this one.
Right.
I roll 2 ones on that one. I'm rolling 4s on that
and then I'm going to hit him with Lance of Faith.
Okay, roll it.
20.
What's it versus?
It's versus Reflex.
Okay, got a 16 or you need to hit a 16 or better.
How about a 17?
I think you hit him. Robin's position.
Do I get...
Yeah, because I've been rolling pretty well tonight.
No flanking on us? Because I'm not flanking, even though he's flanking.
Fuck, I'm a big one right here.
Okay.
Here. The dice karma has...
That works.
Switch. Okay. That's a little better.
Left for like 4 years.
Oh.
That dice karma.
Another one.
9.
That's fine.
I don't waste my dice karma on anyone.
9 points of damage.
Nice.
And somebody else's turn.
Yes, yes. Must you get a plus two against your next attack roll against Mr. Stinky.
All right. Mr. Stinky Face, as you so lovingly call him, is now bloodied. Seth.
I am going to shoot Ray of Frost at him.
Okay.
Versus Fortitude.
All right, Fort is a mighty 14.
Ooh, well, that's not going to do it.
Okay.
I rolled a mighty 12.
Are you moving or anything else? Hanging out where you are?
No, I'm just hanging out where I am.
Okay. Well,
she likes that spot. It's a good spot. 13.
Okay. The sharpshooter will try and stick you with his short sword here. Does an AC 19 hit you?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yes, that is my AC.
Okay.
Did you add this into it already?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So, yes, it does.
Take 3 points of damage as he tries to stab you.
Okay.
And succeeds.
Three.
Okay.
All right, Cheeto.
Okay, I mark him. Well, I curse him. I curse him.
I curse you. Curses.
That's a little bit better. It's going to be... Come on, it's not that difficult. Charisma versus Reflex. It doesn't matter, it's only 11.
Not gonna do it.
Nope.
Alright, new round. The Warriors bleed profusely. Gaz, you're up.
Warriors.
The two of them. They're dead.
They bleed.
They bleed.
They bleed.
Oh, okay.
Yes. The two unfortunate goblin warriors who you murdered in cold blood.
Oh, yeah.
They weren't doing anything.
They were just, you know, wandering
just
the hallways.
There. Yeah, you surprised them.
Trying to smack our heads.
They didn't try and attack us or anything.
No, not at all.
Well, I still look at him that we came into their house, murdered their cousins.
That they probably didn't like anyway.
Yeah, but, you know, they might not like my cousins, but if they're going to murder them.
Now they get more food because their cousins are dead.
That's true. But we did take their stuff.
True. So
there's a possibility they got, you know.
That is an issue.
They didn't have really great stuff.
So what are you doing, guys?
I guess it's time for a goblin to explode.
That's a power? That's cool.
Most sly flourish.
Alright, sorry, goblin.
Goblin.
He's flanked as well, right?
Yeah.
AC 28?
Yes.
No, it doesn't. Everything else hits him except the 28.
Okay.
The AC is a 16 and a 28.
That'd be 29.
Whatever. Does 19 points of damage.
Kills him a lot, yes. You found the spot again.
But there's an eviscerator.
I'm not going to bother teleporting.
Because I was going to be a jackass. Said, yes. If he survived there, I was going to be a jackass and mark him and hold my action.
Sons of bitches! Come on, step away from those two.
Come on, you'll be fine. Jackass.
You'll beat the hell out of the backup guards.
Search the room.
Okay.
Search the rooms. Mm-hmm.
Alright. Not too much. You get a bunch of crates and barrels and stuff in there.
What's in the crates and barrels?
Busted. Busted. Okay.
Great.
Crates and barrels and stuff have
expensive food products and it
looks like
colored glassware.
Sadly, no.
No, it's the T-shirts first.
Hey, oh, probably yes. It's the
crap. These are the printers.
Novelty.
We killed the printers.
It's novelty items.
Dang.
So what is dungeoneering?
Dungeoneering is that's an excellent.
And why do I have points in it?
It's actually useful. You can look at monsters that are in the dungeon. Also, I'm just gonna quit talking and just pull it up.
Stop making stuff up.
Stop making stuff up.
I never can make stuff up. Yeah. Yeah. Very useful. I don't know what for.
I have no clue.
Make Tweet Tweet love the dungeon. Yeah.
When you come to that part, what to do,
and warn you in advance so you cannot be in the room and see.
Exactly. Okay. Basically, it's related, obviously, to dungeoneering, including finding your ways through dungeon complexes, navigating, winding caverns, recognizing dungeon hazards, and foraging for food. If you selected the skill as a trained skill, your knowledge represents formalized understanding of dungeons.
In other words,
you can also identify aberrations such as far realm creatures, and
that's not right.
Make a
everyone else just
check.
Lose sanity.
Yeah, we're just like that. Looks like a squid, and you're like, it's a mind flayer. He's going to kill us. But dungeoneering knowledge, make a dungeoneering check to remember a useful bit of knowledge about an underground environment. Such as, is this going to collapse? Is this mushroom edible?
Just remembering the pit being there.
Not light them.
You could also forage
whether
for
or not
food.
It's a good idea to turn your back on the goblin. Goblin bodies.
And also, monster knowledge.
Realize the trap is reset.
Any aberrations.
Okay.
So, if we run into a blob or an ooze, you might be able to tell us what it is.
Okay.
But also, that's a catch-all.
Run into a blob with an Uzi?
An ooze. A blob of ooze. But, they don't have, the dwarven sense of, underground and stuff. This would take that place.
Okay.
That type of thing.
I have dungeoneering. I'm just trying to figure it out.
So, can you tell us, is this place safe to walk through?
Yeah. Okay.
And you're like, well, actually, according to this rock here and the way this crack is,
this stalagmite is going to fall on our heads.
Yeah. You can walk through it, though, and die horribly. But I know it's not safe.
It looks like the stuff that's in the crates and barrels is stuff that they've collected from raiding.
They've stolen from the traders. Traders, not traitors.
Gotten booty.
We will take the booty back.
Okay.
Here, honey. Why don't you just
not right now?
That's what the cups are for.
All right. How many of us died?
All of us.
Except for you. You died twice.
And Uzi showed up.
Yes,
killed us.
Uzi showed up.
Go through the door and into the room with the two rectangles.
Did we find anything?
No.
The rectangles are actually beds.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Catch them on fire?
And they're, search that room.
Okay.
catch them on fire?
Well, they license.
The goblins sleep in filth.
Like I said.
It's pee.
Can you decide how many goblins there are total here?
So the beds are pilots of trash, and there's not trash other places.
There's trash just about everywhere.
Everything, every place else is clean except for the beds.
Oddly enough.
I say that we cast a fire of purification.
Worked for me.
It's really hard to tell. If you were to guess, well, it's you can't really tell from here. I mean, obviously there are more than two goblins, because you've killed at least eight now, but only two beds, so unless they sleep in shifts.
We could just leave and sleep for 7-8 hours, come back, they'll be there.
Just kill the other four and come back, and eventually they'll run out.
Yeah.
It's like WoW, and it does keep resetting.
Yeah.
Let's run it through Epic. There's a staff I want in here.
I want the parrot.
Okay. You can have the parrot, but I get the staff. I'm a rolly four. I got four. Oh crap, you're on deck 20, I thought.
And yet she's using an illegal mod.
Yet she still rolled a two.
I rolled a 9.
I saw two.
I rolled a 9.
All right, so...
Your eyes checked.
The Blizzard GM has spoken.
Which they don't do often, but when they do, it sucks. You cheated. Ban. That works, okay. Never see that guy again.
I prefer the Penny Arcade. I like your shoes. What? Give them to me. No, they're my shoes. You're banned for a year. Ah, here, take them. I don't even want them now. Be Gabe as a GM.
Awesome. All right.
You toss the rooms, and really the only interesting things that you find are the, it looks like this is a collection of stuff that they've taken off the, off of various merchants that have tried to come through here.
Sweet.
Various merchants that have tried to come to the keep? Dumbasses.
Yeah, who knows? Merchants are idiots.
Here, I've got wares to sell!
Run over to the ancient rundown keep and see if they want to buy some chicken!
You realize that it's filled with goblins, right? They're getting a sign that says, goblins live here.
Goblins eat chicken!
And they also eat here. Let me just put some ketchup on you while you go. There you go.
Oh, is it raining?
Yeah.
The standard way to approach goblins is bring them ketchup.
Smear ketchup
all over yourself.
And walk up to them with
a diplomacy bonus.
Chicken and walk up to them and roll over in a sign of submission.
Yeah.
They come in peace. And they're like, really?
Goblins are like,
this is easy.
Is this new at this kitchen? Comfort suddenly became really dumb.
Oh, they only have one hit point.
All right. So it looks like what you have going out of here is you've got, there's a hallway up there. There's obviously this hallway over here ends in a door. There's a doorway out of this room down here.
What?
Fine. Go lay down. Go lay down, babe.
This doesn't lead anywhere because there's no hallway.
There you go. I just randomly don't
go lay down
anymore.
Come on.
You want to sniff my shoes?
Okay. There's a door where?
There you go.
Door over there.
There's a hallway up here.
Drug is here.
There's a door there that's still drugged. And there's a big double door down here.
It looks like this double door is not important to the story.
I knew it was a drug dog.
So let's open that door first.
Right.
Okay.
Can we take a breath first?
Oh, don't take my shoe.
Take a short rest.
You guys can take a short rest. You can use as many healing surges as you want.
Or need.
Woohoo! I can breathe acid again.
Yay! Yeah, that was much rejoicing.
Yeah.
How about you breathe air because the rest of the world is not acid?
That's what you're saying. So what you're saying is your acid reflux is back?
Yes.
And that's a good thing?
Yes. Okay. It is for a dragonborn. All right.
So what are you guys doing?
Going over that door and opening it.
Okay.
Sure.
You want to open that door?
You want to check the door for traps?
Yes. I checked the door for traps.
I'm talking to the one that will probably find them better.
That would be the thievery, checking my thievery skill on the door.
I'm going to assist him. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Sure, I'll use my thievery.
We all do have passive perception to see if anything's happening. I don't see anything, though. So.
Can't you just take 20?
No, there is no taking 20 in 4th edition.
Oh. Well,
I will add a +2 to your roll, though.
Ooh, that gets us to 15.
Or do you want to add a plus two to me? Because I just rolled a 19.
I'll add a plus two to you.
Which would be like a 24. Yeah. Plus your plus two.
All right, you're reasonably sure that the door is not...
Door is opened.
Trapped. Okay.
Not trapped. They're like, we're reasonably sure, and you're like...
We're reasonably sure that there's a trap on that door.
Oh, yeah. Luckily, the trap is above our heads.
But the trap is only set to engage if you try and pick the lock, and since you just pushed it open.
Okay, so first, and suddenly, I need to collect all this stuff because I need to actually.
Oh, man.
Are we going into a section to keep you didn't have mapped out yet?
Yes. Because smartass over here decided that this would be better than going to the area that I already had drawn.
If you go to the area you already have drawn, I just figured maybe it went outside or something.
Or just use the area.
I thought it wasn't important to the story. That's why it didn't have a hallway.
Just whatever you already drew, just put it on that side.
We're like, get it out of the way.
And we're all bastards.
We used our vision
very well from experience. That player,
the time that I spent drawing the stuff earlier today, that is pointless. Okay.
You know very well that players, given option A, B, or C, will take option D.
We'll actively fight against options A, B, and C.
And he was actually worried about us going up the stairs because he hadn't mapped that part out either.
Stairs. We don't go upstairs. We use doors.
What I find kind of annoying about this is actually...
You don't have to map that section out, Eric. You just say we killed everything, got the experience points, and came back.
Yeah.
Okay. Unharmed.
Sure. All right, you guys win. Now what do you want to do?
I got loot.
Sweet.
I want loot.
Let's modify our Arcana Evolved into 4th edition. Let's go.
All right. Here, make yourself useful. Clean these off.
No. Yeah. No.
Okay, everyone gets negative experience because Ethan isn't helping.
Ethan?
What?
Do we still get to punch him in the head?
Yes.
Sweet.
Ow!
I want to use an action point and hit Ethan.
Okay, get to hit him twice.
It's getting bombed.
I can't do this. You guys are hitting me.
Whack.
Ow. Yes, you can. Wuss.
You need to try harder. Whack.
Ow.
Fester, whack.
What is it? Why does it say dragon in this room on this tile? Is that bad?
No. You go in first.
Maybe you meant put dragon born in this room.
Yeah, sure, whatever.
It says dragon born in this room.
Maybe there's an egg in there or
something.
Lies Tiamat. An explosive rune on the floor.
What does it say? These are explosive runes.
You can read this. Your team. Sincerely, explosive runes.
No, that was just silly.
We used to do that, actually. You probably remember. Like when I played a mage, when I had that spell. 1, 2, 4. I would carry around a few scrolls just of explosive runes because you never knew when they could be useful.
Yeah.
Darren would use it occasionally on a whiny NPC. They'd be like, "Oh, brother, you did this something horrible." He's like, "Okay, here, have this free scroll." Here, I'm sorry I set your house on fire. Here, go read it over the. Go read this scroll over that house. It'll put the fire out.
Boom.
Dumbass. Yeah, it didn't work out so well.
Have a nice day.
There.
We're back on.
So what would you...
Well, we're mapping out the keep that Bossy didn't give us a map for.
No map.
The giant. So Eric was saying, if anyone from Watsy is listening...
Yes, if anyone from Watsy is listening, I would much prefer an actual just booklet format that was black and white and cheaper than this, rather than the poster maps.
Yeah.
Either that or don't go halfway, give me maps for freaking keep.
Yeah.
Well, I remember... I remember the Thunder Rift setting. They had all their little games in there had maps, and it was nice. And there were maps for. I mean, they actually put.
Well, Phil over at Tabletop pointed out something that's really kind of funny and amusing. It's actually a few things, but the in the DMG they're all talking about always the dungeon tiles. Well, guess what? The dungeon tiles are out of print.
They haven't put them back in print yet.
And also, there's not.
So people are coming into the store saying, well, I want to get these dungeon tiles.
They don't exist.
I will also point out that
I also understand that they've
so that
they've now delayed the DM screen twice because they got the prototype back and it doesn't stand up.
What?
Doesn't stay standing.
Oh, that's dumb.
Sent it back again.
Okay. What was the other thing? I'll also point out that putting a map so that north is not actually up on this is really
that really. So far playing in this campaign, this game's fun, but that's messed up. I mean.
If they gave you little black and white things like that, all you have to do for $2.50 is come to my work and I will make it this size.
Yeah.
Easy. Like, 2 seconds.
Cool.
They have a large format printer.
That's cool.
I'm tempted to do that type of thing, or make my own. Actually, I've kind of started making my own dungeon tiles.
The other thing, though...
Phil pointed out to me is they are quick to tell you, though, once D&D Insider is up, you'll be able to design your own dungeon tiles and print them out. But guess what? You have to pay for that service.
You have to pay for that.
And D&D Insider isn't up yet.
Yeah.
And the sad part is this technically needs one more
tile. What are these funky Y things?
So why don't we just go this way? And when we're done here, we can go that way.
No, we need to piss Eric off and go that way.
I am so going to stab you.
No, I've just been praying on it. Sometimes it's going to cover my
phone. Let's just play this way.
The problem is, that burns a bank.
It does.
Yeah.
But if you put it on the lowest...
Let me guess, there's nothing actually in all of this. We're just going to walk around, and then you're going to have to make
totally
more
tiles. Totally off topic. I found a bunch of custom...
You would kill us all right now.
I like HeroScape.
It's fun.
HeroScape was fun.
I think Robin would like HeroScape. Yeah. Very simple. It's all about beating up that
guy.
You shush.
And you can have superheroes.
You shush. You don't need to bark with them.
Plus, I found out I have access to the color laser printer.
There.
That
way.
No.
Am I drawing something? Here, a big smiley face.
Let's see.
Happy land of no bad guys. There you go. Yeah, some clowns.
Oh, hey, Robin, where did you get that sticker thing?
Sticker thing? I just picked that up.
Just a goblin with that.
I've only been able to find their expensive one, not the cheap one.
Oh, this one, the one I picked up was $7.
Yeah, they have a $25 one that does bigger ones.
We still need to get one of those one-inch head punches, though.
Yeah. Target has
one. Yeah, they didn't have one that was... Last time it was, but...
Yeah, it could
be. There's our door.
The one we just went to is...
Yeah.
Out.
What are you guys talking about?
One inch hole punch.
Oh, okay.
They're really useful for making monsters.
Yeah, I know.
Or just tokens.
Yeah, I'm thinking about getting one of those, but for a different reason. Something to use for jewelry pieces. I saw this really great idea for using bottle caps.
Oh,
to make.
Dun, dun,
Recycle.
Alrighty. So after all of that,
we decide to backtrack.
I am going to.
Let's not go through this door after all.
Yeah, I don't like this door.
Discolored stairs lead down into cold darkness. An overpowering odor of damp rot fills the air.
Great. Yeah, why didn't we smell this before we decided to go down?
Because we didn't open the door before we decided to go down.
This area hadn't loaded yet.
Yeah.
Loading.
I'm so going to say. Okay. Unlike the area that you're in has torches set in the walls. This has no torches. There's nothing. There's no light down here.
Lantern.
No, which is why he didn't think we were coming down here.
That's good.
Yeah. They never actually turned the lights on.
You have a light. Who has a light spell though?
I do.
Like isn't it an at will?
One of you two. Go find me bunches of zombies. I need handfuls of them.
Great.
He's got a dog zombie like this.
I will create them with my mind. Give me a moment.
Okay.
I'll grab one of the torches.
Sweet. And we are attacked by Doug. Okay. Thanks, folks. I'm here all week.
This is the happy room.
Just zombies, Eric?
Just zombies.
I'll cast light on my staff.
You probably have more zombies. Did you bring your guns? Okay. I'll let it on me.
No, just every so often we see this floating around phasing through the walls.
Because I had them.
Be like Pac-Man with the coffee
top. Yeah.
All right, so you open up the door, and it leads down into darkness. You get that smell of lovely smell of damp rot. It's like people haven't been down here in a while.
Yeah, I'm testing light on my staff.
Okay. What a wall.
One of these staircases, like.
All right.
The disco got
a group of what? And a group of what?
I need a group of 5 and a group of 12.
I knew I should have brought
that. That's a lot of zombies.
I'll take
a group of 12.
I got a score of 7.
That's fine.
Well, I got a really great spell for that.
Ethan, with the insider, once it was up and running, if everybody in the group was actually, like, if everybody in a group was
chipped in for it,
and, like, people were using laptops and stuff, that would make the GM's job really easy. You could just go bink.
True, but that would be $15 a month for everybody here in the group.
Well, I'm not talking about our group. I'm saying, like, as a someone out there with more money than we have.
The upshot is I would not mind picking up some of those I would not mind picking up some of the piezo cells in the game pads, though.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I've got one of those. They're nice.
I want the generic one, though.
Yes.
I want
the generic one is awesome.
Yeah.
It's two-sided. Yeah. It has a hex and a square.
Yeah.
I use it all the time.
Would like to pick up a few of those.
I will bring it next time if you would like.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Right. Because, unfortunately, there's... The way that they have these divided up, there are a lot of...
What we did on some of ours, we don't draw the hallways, but I just have a bunch of, like, rooms of different shapes already cut out with a grid on them. They're not, they're rough. Mm-hmm. And then we just set them on the map.
Yeah, that's not bad.
We're lazy.
Yeah, they're just paper. I can print them out and copy them.
That's a good idea.
So eating some mummies.
Let me guess, because this solid wall here kind of looks like an F, so if we looked at the whole dungeon, it says, fuck you for not buying this.
yeah.
Let me see.
Sure does.
Well, there's the F.
Well, there's a U.
Damn it! Also, you're going to go to the trouble of saying, use dungeon tiles for this, which dungeon tiles would be nice?
Yeah.
Tell me which freaking dungeon tiles they are.
Dungeon tiles aren't... They don't have dungeon tiles that are normal. You have to go to special sites to get those.
No, 12 and
5.
12 and 5.
Because all the dungeon tiles I've seen are things like the arcane temples or stuff like that.
I know, I hate this. I know, it's nothing.
Or they could just print them in the back of the book so you can take them down someplace and print them. Copy them.
Technically, you know.
I know. Don't be jealous. Okay.
We have a printed old dungeon. If I really wanted to, I could have gone and enlarged it and done a bunch of stuff. But I was not.
No,
do that.
Don't be jealous.
I still say they should
have
good.
Even if it was just maps on CD.
Even that. Though my goal, my wish would be to just have like cheap laptops.
I need a total of 5 more.
With them all networked. With an instant messenger. And simple, you know, video, that type of thing. Mm-hmm. So the GM could just instant message someone with secret stuff. Just something like that. Load maps on it. Though Ethan did something pretty cool where he had a projector on his TV.
Pepsi's?
Which is sweet.
Yeah, I've seen that.
It wasn't a projector, but it was from your computer to the TV, and then he just blotted out parts.
Yeah,
it was pretty cool.
Soda, like a Jones soda?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Please, thank you.
I've seen
She's Jones and
there was a big thread on EN World a while back about people that used projectors.
Make the cat help you.
Excellent.
Projectors, you got the money. That's the way to go.
Strap one of those hats on that has the cup holders.
He will, you know, he'll totally go and like, hang out in the garage right there.
Jeremy has a lot more zombies than I do.
Sorry.
The only zombies I have at home are the little zombies from
the outside. Yes, like I
said.
He refuses to come back.
I will gladly bring whatever to see
Mummy.
Okay.
Well, I've got us covered, I think, on greenies. But we probably.
So it's your fault.
It's totally my fault.
Okay, my next roll is an 18.
We can have greenies.
I don't have enough, you know, I don't have that many copies of Hero Quest. Sorry.
I have to think of something that's bad to roll high. Am I ready to go?
Yep, I think so.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right.
That?
Blah, blah, darkness, blah, rot. Okay.
The whole ring and all.
Okay. Discolored stairs lead down into cold darkness. An overpowering odor of damp rot fills the air.
There's your damp rot right there, huh?
I got your damp rot.
Okay. So now that I've grown all that, you guys are going to be like, yeah, screw this room. We're
so, it's, so it smells like Gen Con on Saturday.
Yes.
Okay. In some places, yet. Friday.
Oh.
In some places, still Thursday,
Wednesday night.
Our character would probably suggest we check out the rest of this floor before going downstairs. However, having watched the DM draw out the map,
we're going to not check downstairs anyway.
I am totally stabbing someone now.
We're going to go ahead and go. We should have. You should have let us know that it was downstairs.
Yes, I probably should have, but I didn't.
Let's go to the cemetery instead.
Okay.
Well, we're going downstairs.
Downstairs we go.
And all seriously, you guys can go wherever you want.
Now we're going down the stairs.
Erase this and draw something else.
We're going down the stairs.
Now I'd like to game tonight.
Yeah, let's
get
out of here. This is not the Let's Watch Eric Draw Map show.
Oh dear. Alright, so what are all y'all doing?
Going down the stairs.
He's being attacked by wolf. Okay.
With him in front.
Wild dogs.
Oh.
I'll go second or third this time since I have the light. I'll go in the middle.
The wizard looking
guy? Yes, yeah.
Okay.
I'll be right next to
where you want
to
be.
I don't care. Just put me somewhere.
Who's this?
That's me.
I'll be up here.
Gonna be up here?
Yes. You're next to him or behind him?
That's where it works.
Next to him?
That's fine. Whatever.
I don't know if the rouge wants to be all the way in back. Somewhere.
And I can't get surprise attacks on people who haven't gone if I go last, damn it.
Where do you want to be? Here?
That's fine.
Okay.
Oh, good.
You can be back here. It'd be great.
Oh, great.
You guys can end up in the back.
All right.
You and the light.
You're coming through and you see kind of a... as you come down the stairs and you come into the, you're bringing your light source with you. You can see, like what's the range of your light source? Do you know?
I have
the
low
light fills target square and all squares within four squares of it, so five.
Okay,
and I have low light.
All right. But even those of you without low light vision can see a something glowing green on the floor down here. And
Don't touch it.
Yeah. There's some kind of a symbol or something covering a big chunk of floor down here, and you can see kind of a light green glow that's just outside of the range of your light.
Oh, look, glowing runes. Let's go stand in them.
Ooh, no.
You first. You want me to assist?
How well can we see them?
You can't really make them out from where you are, but you can tell that there's something there.
We should investigate that.
If we can actually see it.
I know, but when we get to it.
Oh, yeah.
So, let's go that way.
Okay.
And the glowing runes make an intimidate roll.
Is your special rouge power? You're going to
be moving with me?
No, yes. They're intimidating me.
Okay.
They're following.
There's a strange design inscribed on the floor, and you guys can look like... It looks kind of like this.
16 on Arcana. Okay.
See,
a radioactive symbol with a fiery hand and other
nuclear
stuff,
weapon.
Right?
Yes. Hand infinity and a couple of arrows.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
Nuclear weapon thing.
Did you get it with more than a 10?
Hmm. Yeah.
Okay. What did you get?
We rolled dungeoneering.
I got a 16.
Recognize anything?
19. So we can all add it. We can aid others. So if you got more than 10, you got more than 10.
No. I have no
clue. 23.
It's
going.
So I think it might be.
It could possibly be that.
Let's go around. Pull our knowledge and come up with.
I think it's a sign for candy.
That is not right. Okay. You are wrong.
How did you hit that?
It's triggered by contact, and in order to activate whatever it is, you would have to step anywhere. Basically, anywhere in the four squares that it's on, you don't have to step on it itself, but any of the four squares that it's in, if you step in there, you will activate whatever it does. It looks like it has something to do with fear.
A fear rune of some sort?
Fear or terror.
Sweet, I'll step into it.
Okay.
We get bonuses on fear, so...
Yeah.
Throw a halfling at it.
Okay. Yeah. So as Gaz strides boldly forward, hey, cool, I'll stand on that. throat-tearing scream explodes from the floor. That's low, awesome. Hungry moans answer the dying scream from the north and the south.
Oh, God.
Which way's north and south?
North.
North south. And south. We need a... this room.
I don't know if we have any scream. I don't really have any sound. But I
guess seven bridges will... Does a 19 beat your will save? Your will defense.
Does a 19 beat my will defense?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Now we gotta look at how that fear works.
Yeah.
And every other character within 10 squares.
Sweet.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Oh, no, that's on saving throw. So yes, once we get a saving throw,
yeah, that was 25. 25. Beat his already. 11.
No.
Okay. 27.
Where's this the fear attack? No, I saw it on here.
It's called 23. Bold. No, it's called...
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, bold.
Yes.
It's a +5 racial bonus to saving throws against fear. So when we get our saving throw, we get that +5.
Okay.
So the initial one, we shit our pants, and then we save out of it.
Take 5 points of damage.
Oh, holy crap, we're not touching any
take
of these ever again.
2 points of damage.
Okay. You're an idiot. I hate you.
You saved, right? Take 5 points of damage.
Oh, five is
take 2 points of damage.
Five.
And then you are filled with a strong urge to run.
To kill the halfling? I think so.
Towards area 7, which would be south. Everyone who failed their save must make a single run action, which is your move +2, south.
Okay. 10-4, everybody.
Well, I'm going to run into a wall.
Is up one, here.
Okay, hold
first
on.
First of
here.
All.
We'll start closest to here, I guess. You failed.
Yeah.
What's your move? 5?
It's 5, so 7.
Okay. 1, 2, 3.
I'm with you, buddy.
6, 7.
Sometimes you just gotta jump on those runes of fear.
You don't have to move.
I'm like,
which
where
one is
are
this?
Going?
Is that you?
Me?
Okay, what's your move?
It's 6, but I'll run.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Yeah, I'm
right there. What's your move?
5, so 7. Run.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Great.
Mine's
your
5,
move?
2.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oops. And yours?
That's 6.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And...
Hey, guys! Guys!
Too scared, too scared!
I caught the light!
Oh my god, this sucks. I guess we'll see.
I can too.
Okay.
My fear is making me glow, it's okay.
I see you! I hate you so much right now.
Sweet!
This is zombie
ambush. And they all have
there are only two of them?
And they all have cleavers.
I'm not done yet.
They all have combat advantage on us, too, because we're running. This is awesome sweetness. Hey, that doesn't look like a zombie.
Right.
That looks like a special, like, soldier man. Yeah, this is kind of like HeroQuest. Yeah, all zombies have meat cleavers. Every single one that you run into always has meat cleavers.
Okay, so you're absolutely terrified from this sound, and you come running like hell down in here, and you're the one with the light. So you are in utter and total darkness, and you hear from in this room.
Is Timmy in the well?
In front of you.
Didn't you eat before we came?
Can we get
I switch on my stealth ability?
Sorry. Now, do we have to make a save against this fear effect?
Only the once.
Oh, so it only hits us once, so now we're fine?
Yep.
But we're obviously, at this point, we have granted combat.
And now, everyone needs to roll initiative.
That didn't work. I don't like how that works.
Oh, man!
That one doesn't work as well.
So we are in complete darkness?
You are in total darkness.
Total darkness.
Total and complete darkness.
I activated my sunrod, though, before we came downstairs.
Did you do that?
Yes.
Okay, well, then you're not in total and complete darkness.
Great, there's zombies. Turn off the sunrod.
Yes.
I don't want to see them.
We in dim light?
Put them in the back. What? Throw it in the middle of the zombies? What do you want me to do?
Okay.
No, she pulls it out.
It's a bunch of zombies.
Sorry.
You can, since you're holding the sunrod, you can see it just fine, like you're holding a lamp.
I don't want to see that. I don't want to know what's going to get me.
Boo.
Ah! It's a lizard!
Boo.
He's always been with us, Yankee.
Now that we've got books.
You're a lizard? Whoa.
Huh? Who?
I said, now that we've got books, I was curious, they've got the thievery skill listed on here.
Uh-huh.
If I use my lockpicks, I've got +2 to my thievery skill. I was just trying to figure out if they had already included that or not.
Most likely not. It should be not. 5 plus the, if it's one of your trained skills, it'd be 5 plus your whatever ability it's associated with. And at this point, +1 because you're level 2.
Yeah.
Plus whatever racial bonuses you have.
Then, yes, they had already included the thieving tools with it. So,
do halflings get a bonus to thievery?
Oh, wait. No, I don't believe they do. But we will look it up.
I was just curious.
Yes, I actually get a +2. So it's not added.
You actually have a 5. Normally, right now, you should be 5 +2 plus whatever your, I think it's dex base, mm-hmm. plus your dex +1.
5 plus my dex. Dex being 18 would be 9. +1.
Right.
Would be 10.
+2, it would be 12 because you're halfling.
And they only had it down as 11.
So at level 1, it wasn't 11. Okay. Level 2, you had that +1.
So you didn't. They didn't add it in.
So it's not
you
added.
You get an extra +2.
Good.
So your thievery
is ridiculous. It's ridiculously high.
Okay. Now then.
Let's take my intimidate. Is 11 as well.
Iona, what'd you roll?
Yeah. 20.
And I can assist if need be.
Fang Yi.
16.
Gaz.
23.
Seth.
8.
Cheeto.
I got a 16.
Cowan.
7.
Rock on, man. Okay.
Guys, I still have the light back here.
It turns out that Eunice had a light as well, so Iona had a light as well.
I did.
True, but that doesn't change the fact that the mage still has a light back there.
We heard the sound. You took it out. You shook it. Cracked it.
Oh, no, I did it before we came down the stairs when it was like, okay. Totally dark. I was like, dude, it's dark in here.
It's so funny. If we heard the sound, it was dark and we were like,
yeah, I was going to say, everybody that's got an adventurous kid has got 2 sunrises.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's why I activated one.
Okay, Gaz, you're up first at 23.
Sweet.
All right, so you kind of recover from your bout of absolute terror from having stepped on the rune.
Can those of us with religion make religion checks for zombies?
Everybody can.
Yeah.
We can all.
I got a mighty 12.
Okay.
So did I.
Oh, 11.
If you got a 15 or higher, 18. You get to know something.
I'm like, hey, look, there's corpses.
Damn. Most zombies are created using a foul ritual. Once used, a zombie obeys its creator and wants nothing more than to kill and consume the living.
Alright.
I got a 5.
Zombies are your friend. You want to hug them. That's their weakness,
I
is
just
hugging.
Love.
They're weak against hugs.
They smell bad.
They're weak against hugs.
You're out.
But
you are more or less kind of eye to eye with. Actually, no, you're not. You're in the back.
He's eye. Yeah. He's.
Like, move me up to one of them. Since they haven't gotten, I've got first strike, which gives me a combat advantage against them.
1, 2, 3.
That
one right there is fine. I get combat advantage against him.
He will actually get a swing at you as you move through.
No, I'm not moving through. I'm moving up next to the cleric here.
Yes, and he will get a swing at you because you have to stop.
There's something. You can't go there.
Yeah.
If you go here, you're moving through one of his threatened spaces there.
I wasn't seeing the wall because we were against it. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunately, the way that would work, if you move up here, he's going to get a free swing at you. One of these guys will.
Even though I've got first strike.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Fortunately, it's the. These are the gray ones are the mooks. And he rolls a 1 on his. He kind of tries to lunge at you.
where he thinks that you would be and hits the wall instead.
His helmet kind of slides down.
Yeah. So does that count as him acting against me or not?
Sure. I guess.
Well, it's a reaction.
If it does,
yes.
Do they take more damage if it's radiant damage?
A opportunity attack, I believe, is an immediate interrupt action, so it is an action against you.
It might.
Are you an artful dodger or a brutal scoundrel?
Artful dodger.
All right. He does get a swing at you, so yes, he has acted against you.
Okay.
But what you could do is, that's a problem, what you could do is you could always go against, like, one of these,
Death
like the other
check.
Guy.
Yeah.
So if that's an issue, what you could do is you could come up here, and he'd get a free swing, but then you keep moving, and you move to here.
Okay, that's fine.
In which case, the other guy would get a swing at you.
No, he would not.
Because of the...
Because he comes... If he comes through here...
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
This guy gets a swing, yeah, but this one would not.
Right, you're right.
Okay?
Okay.
I guess I can hurt these guys just like anybody else.
Sure, we'll fly flourish. Whatever.
So all the gray ones are moves?
All the gray ones are moves.
So AC 21.
That'll hit. And he dies in a horrible
death. Dies. Super horrible guy.
Dies a horrible death. Yeah, you hit him and he literally falls to pieces.
Ooh, it's on me.
That was Gaz. Isana.
Bugs are crawling out of its eyes.
Huh?
Isana, Iona, sorry.
That's creepy.
Trying to figure out the...
Iona, you're up.
Okay. Charge. Can I hit the guy that's around the corner from where I am?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna go ahead and hit him.
Okay.
I'm just gonna hit him. Again. Oh, and that's not gonna hit him.
What do you see?
I'm looking for it. 12.
Just missed him. Alright, Iona, are you doing anything else? That was your standard. Are you gonna move in a?
If I move past him, I walk past him.
He'll
swing.
He's
gonna swing at me.
Yes.
Okay. Actually, if you move away, wouldn't he get? Because she can't slide anywhere, can she?
No.
She can shift one, but it'll still show up next to him.
Yeah. And she can't.
Oh no! But I can move this way.
You can't end your. Move here because he's
end your shift there.
No. I'm talking about moving.
You can move there, yes, but
you'll be leaving a square that he is. If you are leaving a square that he is threatening, he gets an attack on you.
Well, yes. So it doesn't matter. All right.
So what you
doing? I'm going to attempt
we're
to.
We're being stampeded.
I'm going to attempt to position myself up here.
That's Diego.
Go ahead, move yourself.
It's a little more slow. So he'll swipe at me.
So that one guy will get a swipe at you. And hits an AC of 22.
Jesus Christ!
Take five.
Wrong!
Take five as he punches you with a rotten yet still meaty fist.
Oh. Gross. Nasty.
I was gonna say, if you guys wanted to back out of the room, we could wait till they get all up in front and I can hit him with acid breath. But now that we're all in there.
They're mooks.
And if I might remind you, you actually have turned out dead.
Yeah, I know, which is why I'm trying to get towards the middle of the room.
Okay.
I think it's got like a burst.
Fangy, you're up.
I didn't know you had to turn out dead. That's cool.
Yeah, it's got a... I got a... No, I'm kidding.
Okay. What, it's a close dead? Burst of two.
Oh. I bet there should be some for that.
Yeah.
I don't think I had him.
Yeah, you could actually get through there without provoking.
Okay.
He is not a mook.
Yes,
minion.
I know that.
Does he get to swipe at me?
No.
Good. Let's see, what should I do? I'm going to do Brute Strike on him.
The raised Pepsi logo on the bottle is just wrong.
Yeah, it's weird. 22?
That'll hit him.
I don't know if this makes a difference, but everyone within 10 squares of me gets to add one to their initiative.
Oh. Oh, that's cool. That could be helpful.
Okay. Sorry, I just read that. Apparently I have group insight as one of my feats.
Bonus.
So it's a +1 racial bonus to insight checks and initiative checks. You grant allies within 10 squares of you a +1. 25.
Okay. Smack. With a meaty funk, you clock him. He's still up. He is bloodied, though.
Okay.
He is bloodied, though. Okay, so everyone gets a bonus of 1 to their initiative?
Mm-hmm. I don't know if that matters. I just, like I said, I'm sorry, I should have told you before, but I just read it on the sheet here.
No, we don't forgive you, and this will never will, ever. We'll hold it against you for the rest of the game.
I won't. I want the initiative bonus.
In this case, that actually does make a difference.
Score!
Maybe her god just gave it to us.
That's it. God suddenly went, oh, right. Sorry, I
wake up!
Sorry, I had to take a piss.
7:45. Mm-hmm. Alright, so that was Fang Yi. Cheeto, you're up. Cheeto the Mighty.
Cheeto the... Oh!
Yeah, don't say it. Yeah.
Because you'll take damage if you do.
I will mark him.
Mark
the minion. Oh, sure. I meant to do it too.
Get her curse him.
Can I go back and mark him, even though I forgot to steal last time?
You want to mark this guy?
Yes, please. Okay. Thank you.
Alrighty.
And then I'm going to
use. What else are you doing,
Gio? I'm not the. Well, okay. We're both the closest, so I don't know if I get my +1 or not.
Sure.
Okay. And I'm shooting an Eldritch Ray. I'm assuming that's hit. Eldritch Ray, Eldritch Blast is Charisma versus Reflex.
Reflex is not so good on these guys. Reflex is a mighty 9.
Wow. You rolled like a 9.
You rolled higher than that.
Yeah.
Finally. Okay, the minion's dead.
Yes. He dies horribly.
Then I'm going
to... Can you teleport?
Teleport. 1, 2, 3, 4.
You can only teleport to places you can see.
Okay. I can see here.
Yes, you can teleport there.
Teleport behind the non-minions.
No. Actually, I will teleport right there.
No, right there. Come on, man.
I will teleport there.
Okay.
I'm
trying. Now the Rodders get to go.
I want to use your curse. I want to get behind people.
Okay. Well, so now
well, the curse is when you level, you can take the Warlock multi class.
Okay, one Rodder on Fang Yi.
Oh, and I also have concealment. So.
AC 11 probably does not hit you.
No.
One Rodder on Iona. AC 22 probably does hit you.
Yeah,
take 5 points of damage. One Rodder on... I believe that's Gaz.
Is that a Rodder or a Rotter?
Rodder. Rotter. does an AC 14 hit you?
No.
Okay.
Why couldn't I get that one? Why couldn't that have been my roll?
Alrighty. Seth, you're up.
Guys? What's going on? I'll move 6 up as far as I can get.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Can I see what's going on? Well, I assume that I
can see, you know...
Some melee.
You can see these guys. You can probably see that guy. You can't see that guy. Okay. You can see the three named zombies. And at least two of the moogs.
Well, I've got a range 20, so I'll try to magic missile one of the named guys.
The one that's already injured?
Yeah.
Well, technically, they're already dead, but anyway.
Unlikely. That's a 9.
Versus what?
Reflex.
That's their reflex, so yes, you hit him.
Oh, sweet.
Do you get penalties for above your range, or...
Do you have a short and a long range, or is it just range 20?
Just range 20.
Okay, no.
Oh, crappy.
How much?
7 damage.
Okay, he's still up! Alright, that was 9. And you guys here, everyone roll perception rolls.
5.
I think I got a 20 on them. Perception. 15.
20. 22. I'm oblivious.
And 8. I'm oblivious. I'm going to say real loud.
21.
At least till we get another action point after this if we survive. Just saying.
Wait, sound
if
positive.
We survived.
Hey. Cool, all gamer hands.
All right. What'd you guys roll? Anybody get higher than a 10?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. You hear bones coming from back there. Back up that way as well.
But I got a 22.
Okay, you really hear moans coming from back there.
You suck.
Cowan, you're up.
Yoink. And I will try to shielding smite him.
Okay.
20 versus his AC.
Oh, that one. Smoke him good.
Okay. You gain a +1 to your AC until the end of my next turn.
Doesn't that person have to be next to you to do that?
Nope, within 5 squares.
Alrighty then.
Yay!
How does shifting work?
You spend a move action to shift 1 square.
Well, I'm on second level rogue, I can shift 3 squares.
Five. Okay. And then I mark this guy.
You
he's marked already.
Do whatever the tumbling
don't
says.
Mark him again.
Okay, I'll mark this guy.
A move or a standard action?
Okay.
I mark
action.
I mark this guy.
The guy that's in front of me that's yeah. Eating
it says
my
a
head.
Move action.
It's a move action.
That's good because okay. Well, he's already got 10 points.
Okay, well, I mark him. So if he attacks, he will take damage, and then that would kill him if he's a minion.
Opposing squares, I guess, is where I'm looking at.
If you can move faster to come to me,
I can hit him. Whack.
No, you can never shift through an opponent, but you can shift through a friendly.
Yes.
And now the zombies get to go.
I think you can shift through a friendly as long as you keep moving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, and he's got a...
Because you only shift one space, but you have to keep... You have to keep moving.
Yeah.
He's going to move up there.
Oh, great.
Okay, so this zombie up here that is...
Okay, how does the
taking a beating
is
trying to grab you?
Well, okay. There was the one that ate.
Zombie grab +4 fortitude.
Wireless.
Is a 17 hit your fortitude?
Yes, it does.
Okay, you are grabbed.
Jesus, how much was it?
$20-25. I got it on sale.
You are now held in place. Basically,
I think I got it. Actually,
nice.
I got it on sale, so it was like $5 or $10.
And while you're being held in place, the other zombie punches you.
Okay.
I've never had problems
hey,
with it.
You two. Burst, how does that work again?
It's going to be around you.
It bursts out from you in the number of squares.
So
burst two, so it's 2 squares in every direction.
This guy grabs you, and you're like, hey, and the other one just...
I pretty much get
bam! That clocks you upside the head pretty good for 11 points.
Oh. Ouch.
Yeah, basically, with a burst... Think of you as the center.
Yeah, and then just explodes. Go out one, two rings, basically.
Does 16 hit your 42?
My fort?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, you are now grabbed by this zombie here.
Man!
You are grabbed as well.
Yes.
You suck ass.
That doesn't count as an attack?
It's their special. It's a special thing they do. A special attack they have. And you hear more moaning from back there.
Okay.
New round. Gaz, you're up.
So I can't move, right?
Nope, cannot move.
But I'm
the square.
Yeah.
Okay. You can try and break out of the grab, but you can't do it.
Can we attack?
Yes.
Okay.
You can still attack.
Okay. What are you doing?
What are you doing, Gaz?
Two, three. Head.
What's our well?
Not terribly high.
Okay.
I could slide this mic. The named one that has her.
So I'm going to check feeds to see if you can get a feed that will increase that.
Well, I know that it increases normally, I think.
Is there a way I can get behind the non-mook?
Which non-mook?
Yeah,
not
that
without
one.
Him taking a swipe at you.
Yeah, let him take the swipe. I don't care.
4, 5. He'll take a swing at me, but yes.
That one.
Is that the spice I want to be in for combat advantage, or the... That one.
That's the one.
Yeah.
He's the one that's holding on to her.
Right.
Don't forget to add your +2 to defense.
Does it? Wait, wait. 13 hit you?
No.
Okay.
Versus opportunity attacks, I got an AC of 22, mm-hmm. So, you know, let him take it.
Okay.
So, just have him and have him let her go.
So, Sly Flourish.
Okay. AC's only 13.
Which is what I hit.
Okay. How much damage?
22 points of damage sound?
Sweet. Sounds pretty good.
There you go.
He's bloodied.
Does he drop her?
No.
It's okay. I'm good.
Yeah, he picked up the cleric. That was kind of...
That's all right. I can still act.
Yeah.
It's not right.
You can still turn him as he's holding.
Hopefully it will suck to be...
Iona, you're up.
Okay. I'm going to cast Turn Undead.
Okay.
I roll.
Which is what? What is Turn Undead exactly?
It says you sear undead foes, push... It says it's an encounter power, divine, implement, radiant, standard action, close, burst of two.
Okay, close attacks do or do not provoke?
Do
close
not.
Close attacks do not.
Okay.
Because they're not ranged.
Okay.
Area or range, that's it.
Okay. All right.
I rolled a 19 plus 3, so a 22 against will.
Okay, that's... You have to roll for each one of them that's in the burst. What's the, how
okay.
big is the burst?
It's a burst of two all the way around me. So it's
1, 2.
I think everyone is in my burst except for him.
You won't get that guy, but you get the others. So you get
wisdom
this one
versus will.
Yeah.
All right.
You'll
you
get all
roll,
the
make
white
three more
ones
rolls.
Or all the cream-colored guys. 13.
Okay.
Plus you get to move them.
You need to beat a 10.
7, so one
missed
of them.
Missed him.
Oh, that one doesn't either.
And if it misses, it does half damage.
It does half damage
okay.
if it misses.
Well, this guy is destroyed.
And he was the one that was marked.
So
it's a dice 10 plus your wisdom modifier and radiant damage.
So the first one is 11 points.
So he takes 11, okay.
Plus you can move him 3 plus your wisdom or charisma modifier.
I can move him 6 spaces.
He takes 11 points?
Yes.
Okay.
He's also immobilized until the next turn. That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. What do you want to... Is it... How... What does it say specifically for the move?
It
you can
says
push.
The target...
Push.
Yes.
Okay. You can push him...
I can push the target 6 squares.
You can basically push him back here. That's about as far as he can...
Yeah.
And no, being pushed does not provoke.
But they said if he's immobilized... Then
he's immobilized.
Will,
he's stuck.
I will get combat advantage next turn.
Yes, next turn he will get combat advantage.
That's be the end.
Into the end of my next
yeah.
turn.
Yes. All right, this guy takes half damage, so roll it and do half for him.
5, 4?
Half and
I'm sorry,
round down.
2.
2? Okay.
And then
he takes 4.
7, 3.
He can be moved.
So he takes 7 points?
Too.
Okay. And this guy can be moved as well, but he has to be moved away from you. So he can go back here.
Oh, I'm sorry. He takes all damage?
He takes full damage.
Okay.
That was seven?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Sweet.
Those two of them are stuck. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
So,
cool.
I can only do that once, so we have to be able to rest in between.
Bangy, you're up.
This is a short rest, though, because it's only a...
Yeah, it's only
moving up to the...
Yeah.
Moving up to the big guy there again.
Okay, so you're going to step up here?
Uh-huh.
You're going to shift to do it?
Sure.
Okay, because otherwise this guy gets free swing.
Yeah, oh, I don't really care.
And this is the one who... This guy... No. Who had grabbed you? Was it this guy?
The big guy has me. Or had me.
This one had grabbed you. Mm-hmm. Okay, so he was pushed, so he loses the grab. Mm-hmm. Alright.
Okay.
I wonder what Mobilize does.
Creeping Strike.
Okay.
16.
That'll hit him.
And Mobilize. Can't move from your space, although you can teleport.
He drops.
Sweet. Stupid undead.
That's right. Stop grabbing me, pick me up. Doors don't like that.
That's Fangy.
Nobody
Cheeto!
Likes that. Nobody likes that.
Okay, I'm going to curse the one that can still move.
Okay.
Then I'm going to use one of these kinds. This will work. Witchfire on him, which is charisma versus reflex.
Reflex is a mighty
keep
9.
Keep using that thing. I don't think it means what you think it means.
Well, it does not mean what I think.
Reflex is a mighty 9.
Sweet. All right. Now.
Nice.
This is going to be fire damage.
On fire, like, wow. Ouch.
15, 16, 17, 18 points of fire damage. Plus, he has a 2 plus intelligence. Plus, he has a minus 5 to all of his attacks until the end of my... Until the end of my next turn.
Okay. Alrighty then.
Sucks to be that guy. I'm about to walk up and kill him.
He is bloodied. Then the rotter, the remaining rotter, gets to go.
Finally! Somebody got burned!
He's gonna move over here and punch you.
It's fun to use those abilities once in a while.
The ball probably does not hit you.
No.
Oh, sorry, AC 14.
No.
Oh, he tries to punch you but misses.
He's angry because I killed
Seth,
his mummy.
The mighty Seth.
Seth runs in. Hey, you guys! Oh my god.
I'm going to cast... Seth went to sleep.
Did Seth forget his pants again?
Burning Burst would be bad. Burning Hands would be really, really bad.
Unless you turn into a zombie.
Arrow would be bad. I guess I'm casting Magic Missile again.
He flexes 9.
You attack the darkness.
Yeah.
And which one are you shooting at? Are you shooting at this guy or this guy?
The guy you're pointing at right now.
The one that's all kinds of messed up already.
Shooting him when he's down.
They're both pretty messed up.
Again, crappy damage. 8.
8? Okay.
You say crappy damage, and yet. I rolled a 1 and a 3. Last time I rolled a 1 and a 2.
Okay, you hear more groans coming from back. Yay. Cowan.
Isn't it nice? You might want to move in with the rest of us.
And I will...
Smash him.
Valiant Strike him.
Right.
21, assuming hits.
Use your will the magic to defend us from the hordes of undead. They're coming from that.
For 7 damage.
Okay.
And...
He's still... Oh, wait. 7 damage?
Never mind. Take the
feet. He does
horrible. He's armor. And we get no penalties to his spellcasting.
And then just because it's funny, I mark the guy that's all kinds of messed up.
He get, okay, he'd get penalties to a couple skills, but not to knowledge skills. You could get armored mage, and that would be awesome.
Okay. When is it my turn?
That you wouldn't get Cowan, now the zombie.
You don't have a plus 1 to your AC anymore.
Okay.
The zombie's going to... The zombie that's all kinds of messed up is going to shift over here.
Bring it, zombie.
No, he's got like minus five to everything, is that right?
Okay. Minus five to his attacks.
Okay.
And he has to attack me or he takes damage and takes minus two.
He's going to try and grab you. And fails miserably.
My fortitude's only 16.
He rolled zero.
He should have gone.
He thought about grabbing you, but he finds out that's not actually the same as grabbing you. He's dead. Sometimes he gets confused about that.
He told the muscles move and they didn't move.
Yeah.
And
he realized it was on fire.
Gaz, you're up.
Okay. Should I really explode the zombie or just partially explode the zombie?
Really explode him.
Just really explode him.
Okay, then let's take the positioning strike. What the hell? Because it sounds like fun. Does 20 hit his willpower?
Oh, yes.
I will shout out over to Seth, too. So you might want to get closer in here. I think some are coming up behind you.
I think that was his plan. To burn them!
Sadly, only 18 points of damage.
Only.
Only.
Only 18. Yeah. Okay, which one did you hit?
That's the one next to
him. Okay.
One in the back.
He dies a lot. Bloodied. You're covered in zombie bits.
Ew.
You're covered in not-so-fresh blood.
That's why I should really explode him or just partially explode
him. You're covered in zombie goo.
Okay, is my turn?
Yes.
Well, I'm going to hit the guy that's sitting kitty-corner to me, which I think is technically flanked.
Yes.
Yes. Not technically about it.
Yeah.
So you get a plus two.
Or should you heal yourself? Well, I'm using healing strike.
Oh, you are.
Flanking's plus two, right?
No, and I'm not going to hit him, because that's a 9.
AC is 13.
9 plus 2.
Plus 2 is
11.
Plus
not going to do it.
Did you roll a 9?
No, she rolled 5.
I rolled a 5.
Tried.
But I still get a minor action.
Okay.
Actually, now flanking now is not any pluses. It's just a combat advantage.
Oh, really? Combat advantage is plus two.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm gonna go ahead and use one of my healing words.
So basically, they should have given plus two in there.
Heal myself.
Mm. Okay.
Combat advantage.
Roll your heal.
Oh yeah, plus two.
Remember, you get, what is it, like a die 6 plus 2?
They should just have a plus 2 on their flanking, so I'll go back to that.
So 4.
Yeah, but if they did, then people would say, oh, I've got a plus 2 for flanking and a plus 2 for combat advantage.
I can see that. That is fair.
Right, that was Iona. Fangy?
Yeah. Thank God.
Make it die.
Nope. He's dead. I hope.
He's
dead a lot.
Sport.
Yeah. Okay. I hit him. And he gets 18.
Oh, yeah. He's dead a lot.
Sweetness.
Again.
If you make a sport,
I think you've hit
him. I slid him down the metal.
I did.
You teleport random.
If you wanna, I mean.
Teleport random.
I like that side better. There's two healers.
Okay. Cheeto.
Do we have, you said something about other people coming? Which way?
It sounds like they're coming from up north.
Back that way somewhere. Is there any way that we can, like, mark the... I need to take a short rest. A 5-minute rest.
Hello.
Is that possible?
Try and take a 5-minute break.
Anybody dead on over here?
Not within four squares.
Okay.
Is that possible for me to take a...
We can try.
...minute break? It would be really great if I could.
And then I'm going to spend one of my... I'm going to spend... Wait, I don't want to do that yet.
Hold on. So what are you doing?
I moved it there.
Okay.
And then I'll spend my healing spirit.
Okay. We'll spend your second wind.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why don't we
this
all?
This is the round that the other guys become visible, I believe.
Can we retreat? Like, run real quick?
You can try. Cheeto
already went. Seth can actually go before the zombies go.
Do I see the zombies?
Not yet.
I'll hold until I see them.
Okay. Zombies are moving.
Do I get to go?
No, because the zombies go on 9 and you go on 8.
That's up to me.
Except the same day, show up. You can
turn the pages.
Do your action.
Turn the pages.
Okay. Okay, so new halfling thing. When there's a rune on the floor,
you see them all the way over there.
On it.
No, not yet.
Wow, we can see through walls.
I did too. I totally misread that.
What?
The fear thing.
Hey, oh well.
It worked.
Spread them out in that room.
Okay.
I guess it's not like the Kender thing.
Yeah, that was what I was thinking. So I'm like, okay.
It'll be okay. It's not okay.
It's not okay.
it's definitely
there's
okay.
An extra one in there.
Okay. Throw that guy.
Bingo. Is this like the other ones where the gray ones are mooks and the...
Yes.
Okay.
And what about the painted gray one?
He's also
even
a mook.
The gray ones are mooks? Maybe we should use those.
No. Back here. Nice try. Thank you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Screaming?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Zombies are quick.
2, 3, 4.
Crap.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Zombies are really
but
quick.
Technically you see them back here.
Oh, so they've been moving all that
they've been moving. This is
when
3 rounds of movement for them.
Been
one, oh, two,
right. They're like zombies off a Thriller. You can,
yeah, they're like dancing down the hall. They're like, what?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Great.
He will be up there.
Those are the two that you see come shambling out of the darkness, and technically you see them when they're back.
Okay, those are the only ones we see this round?
So far. How much longer do you want to wait?
Not very. I'll cast... Well... Y'all go ahead and cast Burning Hands.
Alright, when are you going to do that? Are you going to wait until they're up here?
Well, I'm sure I'll not wait until they're right up in my face.
I think they were, what, like that?
Yeah, I'm casting pretty much as soon as they're within my range.
Okay.
No, wait, I'm not going to wait until they're right up next to me.
Okay.
Because it's a ranged attack. Oh, no, it's not. It's close.
Close.
Blast 5.
Burst 5, okay.
Oh, it's a blast 5.
Close. Blast 5. Right? Burst, yeah. 5 would suck. Blast 5.
Boom! How you doing, Mr. Bix?
Your head explode.
Oh.
That's a 23 against their reflex.
Okay. Do you crit?
No.
You need to roll for each one of them. And hold on just 1 second.
That's the same thing.
Eight.
Are they all moving?
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Yes.
They have 8 movements?
No, they have 4 movement, and it's
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Yeah. Move all of them as close as they can get. They can move a total of 16 squares. Go ahead and move these guys because you might actually hit some of them in the burst.
Are they all coming this way?
Yeah, they're all coming this way.
Okay.
So it's a blast 5. So it starts up here. And we'll go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Sadly, you're not going to be big enough to hit those guys back there. But you will hit both of these.
Okay.
So you hit one of them and then go ahead and roll for the other one?
I already did. I got the same thing.
Okay. Yeah, you hit both of them.
The burning hands she's been dying to do.
Oh, the first one only takes 8 damage.
Oh.
Bad.
But I believe they're on fire.
The second one takes 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 damage.
Sad.
And they're on fire.
And they're on fire!
Okay. So they're their own light source.
They are their own light source.
They are now their own light source.
Awesome.
And they finish off their movement, so they're on fire. You go on the same thing that they go on now anyway. So you interrupted their movement to do that, which means they continue their move.
That was funny.
Yeah, because being on
fire. You
take
damage at the beginning of the end. No, you save the end.
Burning hands doesn't actually.
You take damage at the beginning, you save for it at the end.
It doesn't actually do ongoing, though.
Doesn't do ongoing?
No, it's an instantaneous, like, you flash fry them.
It doesn't do ongoing.
They are on fire because it's cool.
It's my daily power that does ongoing damage. It does ongoing acid damage.
Yeah. Alrighty then.
Put him up.
But you do, Colin, you're up.
Yeah.
Save as I was starting to climb.
Cloud of Dazzle.
It's going to be me. Okay.
It's going to be you.
I'm going to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then do a nice charge attack. 1, 2. So I have to move 2 to charge, and I'll charge that guy with a melee basic.
I do kind of like how charge works in this game.
23.
That'll hit him. What kind of damage are you doing?
This is 8 damage. This is regular damage.
Okay, 8 damage.
Huh?
He is not yet bloody. Right, that was Cowan, now the Rotters.
And I can't do anything else because I charged.
What are they moving?
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So they move 8 total.
Oh.
So they need to just move up here.
Next turn, I'm totally spitting at it. Next turn, I am.
Please, let us cluster in the hallway.
Come on. Come on. Come on. Quick, give me a glass of milk.
6, 7.
Come on.
8.
Except milk is a thing.
He probably moves
to acid.
It's true. Give me some water.
All right. That was all
vinegar.
The riders.
Yeah.
Gaz, you're up.
Yeah.
They're coming.
They're coming, and I'm way far away.
Come in, room.
What powers?
Charge them. Come on.
I'm going to use that. Oh, wait. It's just one creature. Never mind.
If somebody would kindly move me 6 towards them. And then we'll decide what we're doing from there.
I love how he did a bank shot off my head.
Yep, that's what he did too.
Would you rather you do the bank shot off your cleavage?
No.
Bouncy, bouncy, bouncy. You get a +1 movement from that.
No.
I'll go ahead and just use the death strike, which is at will, which gives me I can move 2 squares before I attack.
Okay. Okay. Bink, bink.
And
Charlie, you're fine. Do you need to roll?
Does it say move 2 or shift 2?
Move 2.
Okay. So he'll get a free opportunity attack at you.
Wait a minute. Let him. Bring it.
AC 13.
No.
Yeah. Okay. Of course, you know what this means. You got a hockey loogie on him too.
No. Because it starts
close blast 5. Like it starts on any adjacent square to me, which can be that square or that square, and he will not. He will not get hit by that.
19 versus AC.
Oh yeah.
8 points of damage.
Okay. He's now bloodied.
I would friggin' hope so.
Iona.
Okay. I'm going to move. Can I see them from here? Probably not, right?
Center to center, yes.
I can?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I can hit him?
Mm-hmm.
I want that. I'm going to go ahead and try and hit him with Lance of Faith.
Okay. What is it against? Reflex or what is it?
Yeah, it's reflex.
Oh, yeah.
20.
Yeah. Oh, you critted him?
No, okay. I rolled a 16 plus 4.
All right.
So 20.
And this is radiant damage, right?
Yes.
Okay. You're vulnerable against radiant, so that's fine.
Sweet.
plus my ordinary three.
Yeah, it really suck when I start hitting them.
So that's a
everything
10,
I do
goes
right
into him. 15 points of damage.
That smacks him pretty good.
Ow.
Right. And then
still have your minor.
Yeah, probably. Not
and Kellen, you can have a. Or who's next? You can have a plus
next
two.
Next would be Fangy.
So I'm in the
back. Already back there.
Yeah.
All the way back there.
You can have a plus two to your next attack roll against that guy.
All right.
And then I'm gonna.
Sell the miner.
Yeah, I don't need it.
Okay.
So I'm just gonna hang.
Fangy, you're up.
Okay. I'm moving up to here and spending an action point to do that.
So that was five.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a move five or six?
I have five.
Five. Moving okay, that's five.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to move again?
Uh-huh.
And where are you going to go?
I want to go here.
Okay. This guy will get a free swing at you.
I don't care.
Okay. AC 10 does not hit
no.
you. Sure. He tries to swing at you.
Okay.
Okay.
He's very distracted right now.
Can I slide up here?
No.
You've already burned two movement actions
okay.
to get where you are.
Okay.
He can't make another attack on you though. So
you can move up here.
He's gonna spit a loogie.
I mean, you still have movement right. left, so you can move up here.
I can still spit a loogie into that,
that
corner, and it goes
okay.
to those
okay.
five right there.
Okay. All right. Now who are you attacking?
I just want to do. I want to do cleave, but I want to attack him.
Okay. Roll it. Oh, that. Oh, yeah.
Okay. 11?
Oh, yeah. He's way dead.
And she claved.
And he took three. The other one took three.
Who are you doing three damage to? Are you going to kill the Mook?
Kill the Mook.
I was going to kill a Mook.
Kill the Mook.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
He drops.
Okay.
All right. That was Fang Yi. Cheeto.
Can somebody move me behind the dwarf, please? And the other one.
That one.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Okay, and I'll give him a concealment. I will then shoot. I'm going to actually mark him. Or force him. The main one.
The main dude. Okay.
Passes. Yeah.
Then I'm going to attack him with an Eldritch Blast. Charisma. Ooh, a crit.
Ooh.
That's crit in that one.
Okay. He dies.
What?
I am the coolest. I'm going to do a dance.
Zombie weakness. Any critical hit to a zombie reduces it to 0 hit points instantly.
Okay.
Totally the opposite of third head there. Not only do crits hurt them, crits destroy them utterly.
All right, then.
Remind me, I don't want to be a zombie.
Sweet. Well, that was nice.
Got one okay, zombie not so much. I don't want
to
be a zombie.
Then to be on the safe side, I'm going to use my teleport to get back behind the mage.
And then you're back here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, screw that!
And the now former zombies. Yes, crits destroy zombies.
That makes
completely.
Some sense on zombies.
Yeah, they just fall apart.
You hit a headshot. So hard. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
everybody
headshot.
Knows. Headshot, you make zombies, you make headshots.
Yeah.
All right,
skeletons
Seth.
Are that way.
I'm going to use Scorching Burst to post one within 10 squares
comes.
Of me, so I'm going to focus it there so I miss him and I can get these four dudes in it.
Okay, roll it. It's reflex for all of them.
Why don't you focus it on this guy? Then you get everybody.
Oh, yeah, I'll focus it on that guy.
Okay, you need 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 attacks. It's reflex, right?
Yeah.
You need to do better than 9. So,
that one is exactly a 9.
Okay, that's 1.
That's a natural 20.
Okay.
That's a way dead, yeah.
That's an 8.
Nope, missed him.
That's 10.
3. And last one.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, natural 20 on a Mook that was going to die.
It
way dies.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was that square just went. It's unfortunate that zombies don't have a presence of mind to run.
Colin.
Well, alrighty then. That hits a mighty of Valiant Strike. Mighty AC of.
Off.
16.
Perfect.
Like, hell.
fine.
You were gonna acid breathe them, but
it's gonna be so cool.
I'm gonna kill all these.
Oh. I'll save it for next time.
But that was,
we're bound to run into more zombies at some point.
That burning thing was pretty damn cool.
Yeah.
So, don't step on the runes.
No, we jump over them.
Right. Yes, jump over them.
All right.
Or throw things on, like dead bodies. Does that work?
I doubt it.
Probably not.
All right, it is 7:30. You guys want to keep going?
8:30.
It is 8:30. You guys want to call it or you want to keep going? It's up to you.
8:30, we should probably call it.
Call it, yeah.
Okay.
So it was 7:30, I'd say we keep going. But.
All right. Everyone gets a one more action point. Everyone also gets...
I mean, to mark if we've used our healing surges.
Yes, you need to mark down which healing surges you've used today.
That would be a mighty none for me.
Yeah.
I think I may have been the only one that's used them so far. And
no,
you.
I've used one. So. I've used two.
Yeah. All right. It's
2 action points, you said.
And everyone gets an additional 175 experience points. Actually, you get 175 plus... Oh, come on. Critting the mook, we got to get counted for twice on that one.
Just
everyone
for
gets 275 experience points.
175 plus 200?
Yeah, a total of 275 experience points.
Okay.
So we should be at 1280.
Yes.
That is a pretty funny weakness.
And
zombie weakness.
And be back about a month, right?
Looking for more great gaming podcasts? Check out RPGpodcast.com.